government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 29th day of May, 2008. We are accelerating quickly towards the InfoWars Money Bomb coming up this Saturday. I'll be live for a special edition just on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, a whole bunch of special guests and your phone calls for the 4 hours from 8 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. And then, of course, I'll be back Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m., but it is Thursday. This week is far from over. Next Wednesday, I'm going to be in Virginia getting ready for that trip. Burmis will be sitting in Tuesday, though I'll still be in town. Burmis will be sitting in, Jason Burmis, who's down here making a film with us for the next few months. He'll be sitting in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'll be doing live call-ins as well as other shows on Saturday, and then I come back next, not this Sunday, but the upcoming Sunday, back to Austin, Texas. We'll be covering Bilderberg 2008 in Chantilly, Virginia, right outside the District of Criminals. Hope to see everybody out there. A lot of big guests lined up for you today. Gerald Goldstein, a lawyer here in Texas, who was very upset about the fact that police claim they're going to pull you over and forcibly take your blood on the side of the road. Just an amazing invasion of privacy, invasion of the Fourth Amendment, crossing boundaries. That's what it's all about. Then William Pepper, one of the lawyers for Bobby Kennedy, he'll be coming on, exposing the fact that they murdered not just Bobby, but, of course, RFK. So William Pepper joining us coming up in 1 hour. Eric Nordstrom, who came up with the original Ron Paul Money Bomb, is doing the InfoWars Money Bomb. He's popping in for about 15 minutes in the third hour. And then Richard Gage in the fourth hour today. Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So that is coming up as well. Jam-packed broadcast for you on this Thursday edition. Okay, I have no exaggeration, about 100-plus articles probably here in front of me that I want to go over, and I'm going to attempt in the next 30 minutes to give you a shotgun coverage of these, and then in the third hour, again, we've got the Money Bomb gone for only about 15 minutes, I'll spend 45 minutes focusing in on the martial law, Marine Corps story, the economic angle of what's happening also, more detail on that, and focusing in on the Scott McClellan White House press secretary situation. Just a comment on that. Now, the media is freaking out going, is it true? Oh, my gosh. Is he a traitor? Oh, you know, is it a conspiracy theory? We have White House memos, White House documents. We have CIA assessments. We have Bush speechwriters. It's kind of like I had Vincent Bugliosi on a few days ago, and he said, yes, our government and the White House memo wanted to stage an event. And I said, yeah, shooting down or getting a U.N. plane or U.S. plane painted up like a U.N. plane shot down and blaming it on Saddam. And he said, yes, you read that in my book. And I didn't go, no, I didn't read that in your hot new book that's in my film Terror Storm out 2 years ago. But, you know, the point here is, I guess to the media it is a secret, because the media is so lazy and just republishes government press releases. In some cases, it's not even government control and manipulation, though there's news about that today with CNN and Fox and others engaged in propaganda and lying and covering all this up. But the White House premeditatedly falsified uranium documents, aluminum tube documents, nuke documents. This is a White House that has the son of the ADL head dressed up on TV saying he's going to kill us with WMDs every 2 weeks. I mean, this is a government that runs real Al-Qaeda attacks on Iran and then tries to ban Dunkin' Donuts ads because a woman's wearing a scarf. You know, let's do something absurd. Let's get a Dunkin' Donuts ad banned because a woman's got a scarf on, but then let's have the government run Al-Qaeda. It's disgusting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here is some of the news in front of me. Marines bringing combat training to Indianapolis, Indiana. Czech President Klaus ready to debate Gore on climate change. UN to have the last say on Arctic seabed claims. Now the global government. North American Parliament underway. That's right, North American Parliament operating right now. Jerome Corsi reporting on that. Got him coming on tomorrow. In Miami, Spanish is becoming the primary language. Texas town, immigrant renting rule is struck down. That's right. They can ask you if you're a criminal. They can run a background check on you. But if you're a felon, illegal alien, they are not allowed to stop you. Again, above the law, federal court criminally ruling that. Because illegal aliens are first-class citizens for now, as they're inducted into being slave Americans. You see, slaves get in, they don't get out. The fences they're building are to keep Americans in, by the way. They're just going to legalize with a guest worker program all the illegals. That's admitted in all the federal documents, Homeland Security. Texas town immigrant renting rule is struck down. CNN's executive reporting, network execs killed critical White House stories. Oh, really? They did? Tell me something we didn't know. We have a bunch of different articles about Scott McClellan with ex-colleagues ask, what happened? Former Bush aide stuns many with critical new book. Oh, my gosh. Pelosi chimes in politically, saying, I totally agree. See, it's a jumping ship to the Democrats. His mother, who's had like 18 husbands and is, oh, let's be serious, six different husbands. She's like a black widow here in Austin. Is her name Strayhorn right now? Or is it literally it changes every 6 months. One of the richest, most powerful women in Texas lives right here in Austin down the street from where we're at. Very dangerous to even talk about her. The Rupert Murdoch's coming out and saying that the Democrats are going to sweep everything. They're totally taking over, and that's what's going to happen, probably. Now, Murdoch did predict, along with Newt Gingrich, that it would be Hillary getting the nomination. So we'll see if he's going to be wrong, but he is one of the top kingmakers in media and in culture. And it's just going to be a reign of micromanagement, terror, more terror attacks, more control. Suddenly Democrats are going to love it. Suddenly those that didn't like Bush's martial law system are going to love it, because it wasn't Bush's martial law system. They have been quietly integrating Marines, Army into local police departments, engaging in posse comitatus felonies by the hundreds of thousands since the 70s. We're going to cover that later today. This is a long-term strategic plan that we're now coming to the end of. You know, they tend to take your shirt off and cut your hair short, and they bind your hands, bind your feet. When they carry you up to the guillotine. And this was the shaving the head or cutting the hair so it didn't get in the way so you get a clean cut. This is the sharpening the blade. You know, first they had to build the guillotine to cut America's head off. They had to train the executioners, the police. They had to get the crowd all ready. They had to prepare the public. And so now the country is having its head stuck in the block, and they are pulling the guillotine blade up to the top and getting ready to pull the lever. So we're at that moment of truth. Kind of like you wait for Christmas when you're a little kid. And I mean, those summer days, they just go on and on. They seem like they're never going to end. But before you know it, it's Christmas. And before you know it, you're 20 years old, you're 30 years old, you're 40 years old, your kids are in college, you're 65, you're a grandparent. Before you know it, you're on your deathbed. Well, we're here. It's kind of the time now. The head's going in, and it's sick and sad and painful for me, but in a lot of ways, a lot of scum that have supported this evil are now going to get what you wanted all along. A lot of you that giggled and laughed and served the system. McClellan says W.H. wanted him to stay silent. White House reacts negatively to ex-aide's book. Investigators raid German telecom giant in spy probe. Spying for the globalist. Like I said, Rupert Murdoch predicts a landslide for the Democrats. That's out of Reuters. Dollar rises to two-week high as Fisher signals rate cuts, and that rates may rise, that rate cuts may be over to interest rates. And again, if you call the dollar going up half a penny in the last 2 weeks, the dollar rising, fine and dandy. But we see this every month, the cycle. It goes down two steps, goes back up a step, goes back down two steps, and that's the graph. Meanwhile, it just gives people enough hope to not pull out of dollars while the globalists are able to position their wealth. When they finally get done doing that, they'll drop the hammer on you, drop the guillotine on you. New Jersey, Texas court scraps awards from Vioxx cases. That's right. They admit it caused all those tens of thousands of heart attacks and deaths, but, you know, so what? Doesn't matter. Oil prices bounce around after drop in U.S. supply. Oil prices surged upwards. Get into that later. Bonds fall again amid rising inflation fears. Banks set aside record $37 billion in losses. FDIC says troubled real estate loans force U.S. banks to boost loan loss provisions to a record $37.1 billion in the first quarter of 2008, compared to $9.2 billion in the year-ago period. The Federal Deposit Insurance said Thursday, and the FDIC has said get ready for massive bank failures. I've got that report here. There's lots of big mainstream media reports about $15 billion missing, but the only reason you're hearing about that is that stolen computers, stolen rifles, stolen hand grenades, rocket launchers, trucks, weapon systems, telecommunications equipment, radar. That's paltry. That, see, they'll report on low-level thieving, but they won't talk about, well, AP did, but it never got any national attention. A few other papers did. The Oregonian did when it was $1.9 trillion 6 years ago. It's now well over $4 trillion last time I saw a congressional report. That was about a year ago. And people then again say their budget's only $800 billion a year for defense. Was $400 billion when they started. Bush got in. Again, the pension funds, the investments, all the money that was piled up by the Pentagon, ferreted into accounts. It's gone. And if you try to arrest anybody that did it, they'll just set a nuke off and say a guy in a cave did it, or they'll trot out an ADL head's grandson with a fake beard on that you can see is fake on video, and he'll tell you how he's going to kill you if you don't submit to them stealing everything. If you don't submit to just total looting, stealing, thieving at every level you can imagine, just grabbing up infrastructure, militarizing police, building huge prisons everywhere. Oh, man, I can't believe this is happening. So everybody's talking about $15 billion. That's what their low-level people stole. Folks, it was over $60 billion a year ago. I ought to pull up the latest numbers. What the media admits, where C-130s fly in every week with billions of dollars of hundreds, 50s, and 20s, and they give privates $30,000 a year on average and then tell them, oh, you're part of the corruption now. We can selectively arrest you for that. Again, a colonel gets as much as $1 million a year, and it's unknown what generals get. I mean, of course those guys only want to be generals there for 3-4 months on average and then leave. Was it 4 months? Because they're given hundreds of millions. I mean, this is the corrupting. This is how the mob does it. It's just mob tactics. And then it comes out, yeah, we're giving everybody money. Aren't you for supporting the troops? And then just because the troops get $30,000 a piece a year, a private sergeant gets like a 50, 60, 70, 100 grand, depends on what type of sergeant. Can you imagine? And so that's why there's been $3 trillion pumped in the last 5 years, 4 months. $3 trillion pumped into that black hole. No, and that's not counting the $4 trillion they stole out of pension funds and in Pentagon investments under the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report system. So that's when you see $4 trillion and then $3 trillion. $7 trillion. You see, the cops and the militarization of the prisons, that's just a rear guard. All the money's leaving the country. Been leaving for 4 or 5 years. They're all leaving. I mean, they're not even having penthouses in New York anymore. They're just going. And their rear guard action, when we get left holding the bag of total debt, totally on our name, we're just going to be left with a bunch of idiots with shaved heads and black uniforms. Oh, man, this is sick. This is sick. I mean, there's never been bank robberies like this. There's never been heist. These are the greatest criminals the world's ever seen. That's all globalists are. They build an international law system where it's legal for them to steal. They're then international, outside any country, and now they're not done. Now they're going to move on to taxing our breathing, to taxing everything we do, every facet of our lives, inspectors in our homes, jail time for the most petty of things. Like I said, a battery, a AA battery in your backyard, 4 years in prison. I mean, they're admitting all this. A credit card, you've got to swipe for your carbon credits, and then when you, quote, consume too much, they tax you on your card. Like I told you years ago, that was in the federal plans, international UN plans. They're going to call it a national sales tax. It's a global tax. I mean, folks, and I know you're laughing now. Just as it all happens and as it all unfolds, exactly as we told you it would, just remember I warned you. I mean, I cannot express how bad it is. They've sucked us dry so we don't ever get the country back under our control and go arrest them. They are going to put us into martial law. But that's just to protect themselves. See, when you, it's like a lion when it grabs a gazelle, it bites the neck first. They got to break our neck so we don't flail and hurt the predator.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it off?
Government, like like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I stay committed, give a cause I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control and all about the battle for
you. Yeah, I'm bitter. I'm angry. I'm upset. Hoping you don't close your I have all the official government documents. I have Marines that were illegally raiding American gun owners' homes in the 80s in Virginia, part of a huge secret martial law takeover plan. They've been doing this for decades. I know all these urban warfare drills are to acclimate and prepare the public to have their cities taken over by the U.S. military. I go into the YouTube and video sites where they have clips of my films, and I see Marines and cops talking about how I'm a traitor and need to be arrested, and so what if they're getting ready to take over America. I mean, you know what? I think most of them are going to go for it and do it. And they think power and authority is where everything flows from, and if the government tells them to do something, that's fine. Now, you have the other crowd that will conversely deny all of this is happening and say, the Marines are just going in to that city in Indianapolis, Indiana. They're just going in there to find out what's going on and to train them how to fight Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Meanwhile, our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda in Iraq and is commanding them to and running operations for 4+ years attacking the Iranians. So it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this type of stuff is going on. Marines bringing combat training to Indianapolis. Indianapolis Star, listen to this. U.S. Marine helicopters will land at the old Eagle Gate Consumer Mall, Brookside Park, and other Indianapolis locations when the city becomes a mock battlefield next week. About 2,300 Marines, they bring in the new ones for this, from the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, will conduct urban warfare training from Wednesday through June 19th in and around Indianapolis. Now, they tell the low-level grunts that this is for overseas and, quote, in case there's an emergency in America. But then they field them out into other operations after that. Most of the troops will be deployed in the Indiana State Fairgrounds and the Raytheon facility at Holt Road, said Debbie Fletcher with the Indianapolis Marion County Emergency Management Agency. See, that's who they're working with. Oh, getting to know the local emergency managers. We don't want anyone thinking that there's an invasion happening or that we've declared martial law or something like that, Fletcher said. We got to get her on. The Marines have been cleared by state, federal, and local authorities, Fletcher said. The unit's commander promised to try to keep the noise at a minimum and gave the neighbors plenty of warning. It goes on to say they'll be, quote, running roadside checkpoints. Now, in Swansboro, North Carolina, in Des Moines, Iowa, we have newscasts showing this. We have video we got ourselves as well. The Marines will actually pull over real cars, but a cop will pull you over. Then the Marines come over to do the search. I mean, total into posse comitatus, totally criminal. Even the way they've, quote, amended it, it is, but they don't care. Don't forget it was the Marines that the Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott Bush, tried to hire and have Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, he testified for Congress, to overthrow the government and use Marines as the main army to do it. So the Marines have always been who they have their eye on to do this. And they've given them questionnaires in the 80s and 90s, and it's just, it's unbelievable treason. Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, in line to be commandant. And he said, I will not do this as the commandant of the Marine Corps. And they said, okay, you're not commandant. And it's supposed to be like a captain's list in the old British Navy, the way the Marines are set up, is they go back to that, is that it's a succession there, unlike the Army and other things. There's somewhat of a succession there as well in the admiral's list. But with the Marine Corps, it's really a succession. And he was supposed to be the greatest commandant ever. I mean, none of them had two. Nobody's got two Medal of Honors but Smedley Butler. The guy that makes Audie Murphy look like a, I don't want to say a wimp, but pale insignificance. We'll just say that. Unbelievable. He said, no, I will not take over and have a fascist dictatorship, and I won't be the military general that runs it. Oh, God, help us. But we don't have generals like that now. I mean, if you're a general in the military that's been in Iraq, you've taken hundreds of millions, or you've been killed. That's why so many have been murdered and killed and, quote, committed suicide. It goes on to say, our aim in Indianapolis is to expose our Marines to realistic scenarios and stress posed by operating an actual urban community, thereby increasing the proficiency in built-up areas, and Colonel Mark Dennis, commander of the 26th MEU, said in a statement, while some of the activity will take place in Camp Atterbury, residents in many areas will see helicopters flying around, military vehicles on the roads, and Marines patrolling on foot.
as well as checkpoints. And then it comes back. We'll come back with a guest and get into more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lace Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's going to be a bloody weekend in San Antonio.
For the first time ever, if you refuse to submit to a breathalyzer, police will take your blood with or without your consent. Amanda Stanzlis is live with that story. Amanda?
Well, we all know that Memorial Day weekend is a big weekend for barbecues, for a few beers maybe. So the idea behind this no refusal weekend is to keep these roads safe. But the debate becomes whether taking blood is fair.
This Memorial weekend is a no-refusal weekend.
Yes, this weekend, if you get stopped by cops because they think you were drinking and driving, you'll be asked to take a breathalyzer. You refuse, and they will take your blood.
All right.
I think that's just not fair.
All right, that's the propaganda. By the way, I'm here on South Lamar in Austin. There's guys out with sandwich boards for sandwich shops, for tax preparing, for a furniture store. Right now, I drove to work this morning and saw them. And but if I go out there with a Ron Paul sign, there's a good chance, because it's happened, cops will pull over and say, you can't be here. You can't stand with a sign. They just lost another lawsuit over that. They don't care. It's just our money. Because they've been told, for everyone's safety, you don't have a First Amendment. See, it's always for your safety. And, oh, we got to stop the drunk drivers. That's why they're building liquor stores the size of aircraft carriers. I mean, now, literally, there's one in Kyle outside Austin the size of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. It's the size of a Walmart.
I mean, the thing is just, I say aircraft carrier because it's long. It's like, it's just gigantic. It's not just, it's so huge. I've never seen anything like it. And, of course, when the cops aren't stumbling around drunk, everybody knows they're the biggest lushes out there. And do I want somebody weaving drunk in front of me? No. I see drunks all the time weaving around down the road. And that's what we need is cops out picking them out. But no, it's random checkpoints and random enforcement areas and these roving teams and shotgun effect, as they call it, where they just randomly pull you over now and come over and inspect you and then let you go. And that's not America. Now, in some areas of Illinois, Ohio, California, Tucson, Arizona, they do it in Denver, outside Denver, in Colorado. I mean, I've seen hundreds of articles just all over the country. Florida, they take your blood on the side of the road. On the side of the road. In some areas of Texas, they're doing that. In other areas, they call it into a judge, and then it's really a fake warrant, and they call it back and claim there's a warrant. And the cop sticks a needle. This is about invasion of your privacy, about getting across barriers. It's about letting you know who the boss is. And joining us is a Texas lawyer who spoke out in the piece, Gerald Goldstein, and we'll get his take on everything that's happening here. Mr. Goldstein, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex.
What do you think about those other statements I made about how I don't have a First Amendment anymore in Austin? The cops tell me I can't stand right next to a guy with a sandwich board on the sidewalk for a furniture place, that I don't have a free speech either. Not just they're going to take my blood, but now there's no freedom either.
Well, if you keep speaking up for free speech and people keep suing them, sooner or later the public will get wind of that and take account of that.
I think Austin's lost more than 50 lawsuits for this. And they just don't care. It's just it's our money. They just go fine.
Well, you know, at some point when it's our money, we have a voice in that. And if the citizenry wants to take action, there's always the ballot box. And
with those special Diebold machines with all the convicted felons caught admitting they're stealing all the elections?
Exactly.
Yeah, things are getting dark right now in the country. Let's get into blood. I'm sorry I digress. Tell us a little bit about Gerald Goldstein, your practice, and why you got involved in this news piece. And they gave you about 10 seconds in it, what you really wanted to say.
Well, I'm a past president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and also the Texas Association. I, like you, am a concerned citizen that is worried that we seem to be giving up and throwing away our constitutional rights and liberties in order to protect and preserve those precious rights.
Absolutely. Tell us about the particular in San Antonio and what's going on there and what the law and the rulings and precedent really say.
Well, in essence, you were correct when you described what's going on. Taking blood is considered, at least by Supreme Court cases, a very intrusive concept. It's different than an intoxilizer, what we used to call a breathalyzer, in that sticking a needle in someone is intrusive. And for that reason, they technically require a search warrant under Texas statute.
It's a forced medical procedure.
Exactly. And generally speaking, they have to have probable cause, and they have to have a neutral, detached magistrate make a decision. What is troubling about this practice is, while in San Antonio, they did use trained medical professionals, that is, nurses, they did seek judicial intervention. What, in essence, they had was a production line. They had a magistrate who was on call. They had nurses standing by, and the police officers would hand them what I suspect and believe were canned affidavits setting forth the probable cause, in quotes. The judges systematically granted those requests.
Yeah, they weren't even reviewing it, so this is judicial tyranny. You're not supposed to have rubber stamp warrants, are you?
Exactly, and one is concerned any time you have a production line like that, where rather than on an individual basis, officers seeking a judicial determination and then taking you to a hospital, this was a planned procedure where even the way it's described by the district attorney, this was a situation where they weren't seeking consent or judicial intervention. It was, you're going to get tagged and you're going to have to give blood.
Now let me stop you, sir. Let me just ask you if you're aware, but it sounds like you are. In Arizona, in Colorado, in Illinois, they are taking blood. The police are just doing it.
Right. That's not true in Colorado yet, but in the other states, All of us are concerned about that. And by the way, the police officers, you know, you could have a police officer that's trained medically.
Okay, the media may have gotten that wrong, but the Denver papers did report that in the county next to it they were taking blood without warrants. So
right. What I think is those were they were actually trained, even though they were police officers.
But they're still not a warrant to suck the blood, is what I'm saying.
Exactly, and that's
this is unbelievable.
Sure,
so not even a rubber stamp, they're foregoing that. Now you talked about how the rubber stamp is improper and unconstitutional. Now can we talk about without even the rubber stamp, just foregoing the kangaroo court?
Well, the Supreme Court, there's a case actually, Schmerber versus California, that actually talks about the requirement for a warrant for an intrusive body invasion like that, and the reason for that is pretty obvious. There are medical procedures. Nobody wants to have a needle. What if an untrained police officer, for example, uses the same needle? You know, you've got all sorts of health concerns well beyond the safety of our roads where someone with a dirty needle is injecting you. You've got hepatitis C, you've got HIV. There's all sorts of reasons why the last thing we need is to have untrained professionals sticking needles in each other.
Well, remember how they tried in 2002 to train the police to forcibly inoculate the public during emergencies and the National Health Services Act, and then that failed because the cops wouldn't take the vaccines. So I think this is there's something larger here because we know federal funds are the grants that are pushing this. Your take on that, sir?
Well, you know, ultimately the taxpayer pays for all law enforcement measures, and you know, there's a secondary concern here is. For the most part, when you get some people don't like to be stuck with needles by anybody. And there's a question about the compulsion. For example, a lot of people will opt for the intoxilizer, even though it's supposed to be consensual, in lieu of having somebody stick a needle in them.
Yeah, no, it's a threat.
How consensual is it when somebody says, I'm going to stab you with this thing, or you take this, you know, breathalyzer? It's a lot
easier.
Well,
I've seen reports where the cops taser you if you refuse the breathalyzer.
Well, they shouldn't in Texas.
It's total insanity. Well, I mean, just at the organic level, as a human being looking at this, imagine if I was seeing old film footage of Nazi Germany, and if they weren't just rounding the people up to go to the death camps or the work camps, imagine if I saw images of guys in black uniforms drawing blood.
I don't want to start another fight, but quite frankly, you know, the Third Reich didn't impose its will on people. Hitler rode into power on a groundswell of popularity, fanned by the same kind of fears you've seen today. Fear of people that are different, fear of outsiders, fear of
9/11.
The same kind of things that people have a tendency to give up rights very often in times of crisis. But what they don't realize is that's a non-reversible cog. That what happens is if you think giving up your right is any way to protect and preserve that right, you're kidding yourself.
Well, Mr. Goldstein, you're absolutely right. History shows that. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin constantly talked about that. If you'll give up liberty for so-called security, you're going to get neither. And historically, what you should be afraid of is the organized state. It is always the great engine of mass murder and enslavement, hundreds of millions killed by the state last century. And these poor, ignorant fools have no idea. I mean, just the archetypal image of guys in paramilitary outfits sucking your blood. I mean, this is insane, sir.
No question about it. And, Alex, if you'll keep preaching and get some more converts, we can actually stop this thing. Because until the citizenry is willing to insist on their rights, we all are in danger of losing them.
Well, Mr. Goldstein, I want to get your take on this. A, how do we stop it? B, you know, legally, what are they violating here so people know what to say if they come up on the bloodsuckers? But the larger issue here is, you know what it's going to be. It's not just if you don't give me a breathalyzer, I'll take a shot. Now district attorneys, I saw one in Illinois, said, well, we want blood anyways because it's better in court. So next it's just we're going to take your blood. They're already taking DNA at checkpoints now.
Well, all of that should concern the citizenry. You know, at some point here, we may have, you know, the Orwellian nightmare, you know, is almost a thing of the past. We've become accustomed to accepting these kind of practices, and it's only when you're vigilant, it's only when you're willing to protest, it's only when you're willing to assert your rights. And you know, these rights are designed to protect the innocent, not just the guilty. And it's important for people who aren't in trouble, people who aren't driving while they're drunk, but understand the necessity for insisting on protecting everyone's rights, because it's only when we protect the rights of the least of us that the rest of us can expect to be protected ourselves.
By the way, I should have told people your bio. You're just an absolutely, amazing lawyer with just an incredible pedigree, running some of the biggest national associations, and you know, one of the most looked up to experts on constitutional rights and all these different procedures.
Well, I'm flattered. You should say that.
Well, no, I'm just looking at your bio here. It's amazing. In a nutshell, what do? If you roll up, you haven't been drinking. No, I don't want to violate my Fourth Amendment. No, I don't want you making me do a breathalyzer, intimidating me into it. What do when they grab you? They'll taser you if you resist. They're coming with the needles. How do you go after them after the fact?
Well, the natural inclination of everyone. I will say that I've represented a lot of lawyers and judges, and we're probably the worst at it. Is to accede to assertions of lawful authority. That is, you know, like when the officer says, why are you driving so fast? And everybody immediately explains to them, which amounts to a confession and an admission. Literally, it is up to the citizen. But when citizens insist on their rights, they individually, collectively, serve the good of all by protecting everyone's rights.
Now, it's the same thing in court. You have to demand your rights. They're not just going to be given to you.
Absolutely, and that's why you have a right to counsel, is because to have someone else there, to have a lawyer there, to have someone who will speak up to your rights and mean it, not with a smirk, not with a smile, but because they're serious about it, and judges understand that. And, it is only when all the citizenry stand up for their rights, and stand up for the rights not just in the courtroom, not just on the side of the road, but at the ballot box. Because these folks, for the most part, elected public officials, both in Texas, district attorneys and judges, have to run for re-election. And if they aren't respecting the rights of the citizens, it's up to the citizens to make sure that they will, that they do, and if not, to get someone in office who will protect individual citizens' rights and liberties.
Well, sir, what would you do? I'm going to Virginia next week to cover a big elite government meeting, and I almost know, I bet, because this happens all over the country, cops are going to walk up while I'm on a city sidewalk there in Virginia, they're going to come up and say, you're not allowed to be here with your cameras. I don't care if you have a press pass. Just leave. And then there'll be a national crew there. They'll probably leave them alone. It always hurts I'm sad for them, stabbing America in the heart. Or if I was to have a protest sign, there's going to be protesters there. I bet cops will come up and say, leave, you don't have a permit. And, of course, that's how all this works. They turn a right into a privilege. A permit is a license to do something that would be illegal. I don't need a permit. You know, it started out with blocking roads for parades. That's one thing, but not being on the street corner. I mean, what would you do about all these no-protest zones and this incredible avarice to attack the heart of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the heart of what makes the red, white, and blue so great?
Well, you know, whether we go and look at Gandhi or one of our own Martin Luther King, there is a point at which, when citizens' rights are in jeopardy, that citizens have an innate, not necessarily a recognized right, but an innate right to protest. And that protest can include civil disobedience. Civil disobedience that understands, hey, look, I may be punished for this, but I want the system to understand that I'm not willing to accede to this without protest. And large political movements that have changed the course of the world, and particularly our country, have been started with the seed of civil disobedience. I'm not suggesting that everybody should go out and violate every law they don't agree with. But at some point, in some place, in some times, it is necessary to teach those entrusted and who are sworn to preserve and protect us that they have an obligation to follow the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, just like the citizens do.
Well, Mr. Goldstein, I'm going to ask you, why do you think an Austin cop overnight now will come up and say, you can't protest, you can't demonstrate? They know they've lost suits. They know they're in trouble for it, but they're being ordered to do this. How did our government, I mean, just right here in Austin, I know you live in San Antonio.
Because they get away with it, Alex.
But why would he want to hurt America? Why would you want to do that?
Because it's convenient, because it makes their job simpler. People don't like the opprobrium. People don't like the disruption. People don't like to be confronted with things they don't want to see and
hear. That's another thing. A cop will always walk up and say, we got a complaint. You're out here on this sidewalk. Well, so what?
And by the way, they're usually the complaint relates to what you're saying, not how you're doing it.
Exactly.
And the point of the First Amendment is the Bill of Rights were designed to protect the minority from the majority. You don't have to have the most. If all this permitted is a popular view We don't need the Constitution. The Constitution was designed to protect the unpopular from the popular. And that's how political movements start. That's how we change attitudes. Very often, if all we needed was the popular, the mainstream, the majority's point of view, we wouldn't need a Bill of Rights. The framers of our Constitution labored long and hard after the Constitution was written, signed, and enacted to find a place for the rights of the few.
Bottom line, this is unconstitutional, taking blood without a warrant.
Taking blood without a warrant is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court said so.
But they're doing it. Why? It's insane.
Well, you know, it's because they can. So stand up to them, Alex. I got to run, but I just want to tell you that thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate.
Sure. Any websites that you want to fire out for people to learn more?
No, just be vigilant. Use the web. Use the internet. It's a remarkable tool that, unlike many of our cities and towns, doesn't have a censor.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. There goes Mr. Goldstein. Gerald, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, where the Marines are training to confiscate your guns.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This story comes from the greatest storybook, so we know it's true, though it seems so untrue, so incredible it seems science fictional. It even goes beyond a seemingly science fictional story to that category of a horror story. But as horrible as it was done. Done out of desperation by a Moabite king who was fighting a desperate battle against three opposing kings. It, of course, was long, long ago that he did it, and it did work. The raging battle was going against him greatly, and he was about to be overcome and overrun, so he did it, as horrible and difficult as it was to do. And he did it in the open, upon the wall of the city for all to see. It worked. It caused the battle to turn and his enemy to flee. This is how it is said in the greatest storybook, and I quote, "And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land." End quote. What did he do? We tell you the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com. And tell you how the same power is being used in our land today.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Idea that guy was on the national board of the ACLU and the head of national lawyer organizations and the rest of it. I just said, oh, he's in this newscast. Get him on, Eddie Bear. And they got him on. It's so anti-freedom. You heard him admit all over the country without even having warrants. Now, in San Antonio, it's a fake rubber stamp warrant, which is almost worse in a way. And I don't know how they've warped the government, the police, to follow this and go along with this. You know what? I want to go into a clip. I'm going to play the rest of this coming up, not this next hour, but the hour after it. I want to play a clip from The Road to Tyranny, because this is a Marine Corps officer, and he showed me all the documents. He'd been a police officer, and he started a computer company, and I was over out at his mansion visiting when this happened, because he ran into an Army checkpoint on I-35. He'd heard my show, made him so mad. He wanted to talk to me. He showed me all the documents, photos. I was already aware of the programs by then, but when he did it in 88, 89, it was secret. And I want to play a few minutes of this, and then we'll come back with another guest coming on. When you hear the Marines, quote, want to train for urban warfare, this is to acclimate the public. Just like when you sit in your backyard every day drinking iced tea, you notice that the owls will start coming out and looking at you. You notice the squirtles will come up near you. That's what the Marines in your cities are about, acclimating everybody. And I have all the documents. I've interviewed emergency managers. It's not my opinion. We have discovered that the military-industrial complex that just made $7 trillion off this fake war and stealing wants it all, folks, and they brainwash the cops, and they're coming for us. And they're going to put carbon taxes on all of us. I mean, this is going to be a reign of terror. It doesn't have to happen. Sucking our blood warrantlessly on the side of the road isn't freedom. It's hyper-tyranny. Here it is.
Our team was in Swansboro, North Carolina, back in 2000. In February of 2002, two Special Forces trainees were killed by a sheriff's deputy. You ask why? They were trying to disarm him. They were trying to take over local law enforcement. This is the new type of training that our military are being given to overthrow the civilian government, the elected government, right here in the United States. And shockingly enough, there were actually two cases of this in the same week in North Carolina where they were being trained to overthrow the civilian government.
To your right also.
This looks like a gaggle, Mr. Wright. Get these lines
Let's straight. Let's go! Straighten it out. Just to your right. Is your group ready? Sir, yes, sir.
Sir, group prepared, ready to go, sir.
Every day in America, militarized SWAT teams kill innocent people, and they're rarely held accountable. More often, they kill their own officers, and still they're not held accountable. What's happening in America? How do they become so militarized? We interviewed a former Marine Corps officer who in 1989, while he was in the Marine Corps, was serving search warrants on American citizens' homes and businesses.
So start at the beginning for us. A little bit about your past, how you first got involved in the military, and some of the things you did, and then later in life, some of the questions that you started raising yourself after you've been a police officer.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that, and was an MP, 5800 military police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take part in joint.
We're going to come back and play five more minutes of this and get William Pepper on. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take part in joint military police and civilian police exercises.
We've seen the urban warfare training all across the country, the black helicopters, the special forces in cities, and it seems like it's been ratcheted up in the last 5 years from just basic training to actual live fire in city streets. What type of relationship did you have with law enforcement when you were in the Marine Corps?
Very cohesive. A lot of interaction. 1988 and 1989, like I told prior, I helped assist in 3 search warrants. A lot of entry team operations, giving civilian law enforcement advice and critiquing how they're doing that to raid such as crack houses or supposed terrorist organizations, as far as multiple entry points of a home, whether it be through the roof, the windows, in front door, or a combination of all at the same time.
So you were actively, as a member of the United States Marine Corps active duty, out with civilian law enforcement serving search warrants to homes?
That's correct. All right. They weren't missions, they were called exercises, but it was actual with real, what we call combatants, real live. It was the real deal, helping execute search warrants. Late 80s, I've actually been on point with an MP5, and I was not in a police uniform. I had a police flak vest on and a police jacket and black BDUs.
And these were obviously drug dealers?
One, maybe.
What were the other raids concerning?
Pawn shop owners. One of them was a pawn shop owner, and the other was for a joint working with ATF.
As a member of the Marine Corps, David, you're telling us you raided a civilian business with the BATF going after guns?
It was the business owner's home.
Oh, the business owner's home.
The homes were civilian homes and some upper middle class to white collar homes.
We're going to play all of it coming up next hour, but this is the point here. People think that I just get on air and say they're getting ready for martial law and these urban warfare takeover drills are that. I've interviewed emergency managers. I've interviewed police chiefs where the Delta Force comes in from the Army with bags of money trying to buy them off. Why do you think they've flown $60-plus billion worth of cash into the troops? It's to corrupt them. Every time the Army and the Marine Corps raided citizens' homes, that was a violation of posse comitatus. Each case is a serious felony. Now they've watered it down to say, well, during emergencies we can't. But they're already covertly doing it everywhere. And the Austin cops, I know we've got military here for at least 7 years, you don't think I don't know? You don't think I don't know what you're up to and what you're doing? And I mean, this is all over the country. But right where I live, this treason's going on. Out at the Bergstrom Airport, it's a hive of villainy. And let me tell you, you're the target, folks. You are the target. And those murdering criminals from the BATF, murdered all those people at Waco, everything else they've done, I mean, they are a bunch of lawless crooks. You understand? They are criminals with the military engaging the American people. You know, I have all this footage of them pulling buses over, the Army, and searching the buses. And then these people are in there posting on YouTube going, yeah, I've done that. I'm the military. Yeah, we're running ops. It's good for the country. It's post-9/11. No, it was before 9/11. It was before 9/11. And then you said before 9/11 and all your documents, there'll soon be a terror attack, and then we're going to take over. See, I've got your whole game plan. Most of you don't even know what you're playing in. These are foreign corporations that are now looting the country. You are their rear guard action. They're not even going to be here. They're folding the country up. Good job. Really good job. You're destroying the country. You're not patriotic.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, William Pepper has seen quite a bit. He's a top American human rights lawyer. He's also a barrister in England. He's friends with Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, advisors to him. If I tried to go over everything he's done, it's quite a life. His book, Act of State, The Murder of Martin Luther King, was out in hardback and just came out in paperback. It's excellent. I've read it. Open and shut that they killed him, had a patsy, as they always do. We have a government documents like Operation Northwoods describes how to frame patsies. It's very disgusting how they do it, how they kill who they want, how they do what they want, always wrapping themselves in the flag when they're the ones destroying our name, our currency, our future. It's disgusting. But I want to get him to talk about the murder, you know, condensed version in the 50 minutes we've got with him of Martin Luther King, which he's the expert on. He didn't even believe it for a while. He had to learn the evidence to go through it, but he's the preeminent expert on that. He interviewed many times Jaron Jarrell Ray and others. But then now it's coming out open and shut. BBC, NBC, everybody admitting. Three CIA section bosses there at the Ambassador Hotel. The coroner report, we always knew this, but now it's admitted that the government killed Bobby. They're just admitting it. So I also want to get his take on what is it like Mr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, to see all of this unfolding, to have lived long enough to now see you're not being called a conspiracy theorist now.
Well, I think they probably will still, they'll still use that kind of condemnation as we go forward in the Bob Kennedy case. I have agreed to become lead counsel for Sirhan, having gone through that file very carefully over the course of the last year, and after his former lawyer died, Larry Teeter died, I came on. I had discussed the case with Larry many times, and of course encouraged him. But as you rightly say, I think it's now pretty much opened up, and that doesn't mean there's going to be any less obstruction. In fact, I'm finding more and more obstruction in the state of California from the Department of Corrections to some basic work that we have to do with Sirhan. And so they're going to make it as tough as they can. But I think from my reading of the evidence at this point, this is actually an easier case than Martin's assassination. At this point in time, I think it's an easier case to open up in just in terms of the factual and the forensic evidence.
Using the conspiracy theory label, I've seen now the White House is calling it exaggerations, conspiracy theories, with Scott McClellan. We don't need Scott McClellan to tell us that they lied about WMDs and engaged in deception and propaganda knowingly and willfully, because we have all the documents. We have the executive orders. We have the White House memo, the Downing Street memo. We have the CIA assessments where Bush blacked it out. So we know they lied. We don't need Scott McClellan to tell us this, but the fact that they would say he's lying now is just—it's just incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm afraid you've got a gang of criminals there, and the crimes they've committed are the worst imaginable. When you look at international law and international human rights law, we see a whole range of crimes against humanity. War crimes, crimes of war, and of course the number one Nuremberg crime, that of waging a war of aggression. So these people have got to be held accountable at some point in time, and I've asked some of my colleagues at Oxford and some over here to begin to put together a bill of indictment related to everything that's going on with respect to extraordinary rendition and torture and aggression. And
well, look at Vincent Bugliosi.
Things.
He's coming out with a book saying Bush is a murderer and he could convict him right now.
Yeah, I think that there's a groundswell of that kind of opinion. And I think as soon as these people are out of office, there should be an attempt to have them prosecuted, which will not get very far in this country. But frankly, there are a number of treaty signatories in other states that are just waiting for the opportunity to commence prosecutions.
Well, we look forward to that, or we'll never get our good name back. I think that's what's most important. It's kind of like Germany had the Nuremberg trials, and to some extent, you know, then they could move on. I mean, we are now anathema. We are now seen globally as the Nazis, and unfortunately, rightfully so, we've killed over 1 million Iraqis. And people say, well, not in my name. Well, they did it in our name. And so we've got to do something about this. Your take on that, sir?
Well, yeah, my take on it is exactly that. Mm-hmm. I lamented that there was never accountability for what happened in Vietnam. You know, I was a journalist over there in 66, and my observations led ultimately to my being able to convince Martin King to oppose the war, which he did in April 4, 67, and of course they killed him a year later.
Well, see, that's what I hate about this interview is the time we've got. I've got to have you back again because I want all your opinions, your take. You've seen so much. It's amazing, and I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but let's get into Martin Luther King. Let's get into Bobby, but spend a few minutes first talking about how instrumental you've been, the things you've seen, what Martin Luther King was like behind the scenes, what Bobby Kennedy was like, what all these other, I mean, you've really been part of history.
Well, yeah, there's a sadness there because of the history that I've been a part of has been on the decline in terms of democracy in this republic. Martin was, like many of us, a believer in the system and a believer in the hope of American democracy, and he gradually became alienated and frustrated with it, particularly as it affected the slaughter of the innocents and as a result of American foreign policy. When he saw the photographs that I put in front of him on when I came back from Vietnam, I published nothing and developed nothing when I was over there. I held it all till I came back. And when he read the Ramparts piece that came out in January 67, and then I opened the files to him, he actually wept. The devastation, the burning, the mutilation of just scores and scores of children and women in village after village has never been acknowledged, and there's never been accountability. And I felt desperately about that, particularly when My Lai, which was just one of hundreds of villages, when the My Lai massacre came out. And Cy Hirsch eventually got it published and brought it out. I thought that might trigger some serious prosecutions of the aggressors in this country who had led that kind of devastation, but it didn't. And it all passed away. And I'm determined to do what I can do anyway to see that this does not happen with respect to what we have done to this ancient civilization in Iraq and that the beautiful people. You know, we've just destroyed it and destroyed them, and as you rightly say, killed over a million and displaced another couple of million and devastated a country and a people. And for what? On the basis of lies and the hunger and the desire for oil. I mean, that's clearly seems what's been behind it. But Martin was gradually coming in the late 60s to the awareness that he had to confront power with the massive power of people, and that was what got him killed, because this was non-negotiable for him. He was bringing about 500,000 people to Washington in the spring of 68. To live in Resurrection City and then to go visit Congress people. And the Army believed, I think quite rightly, that there was probably going to be a revolution, because they weren't going to get put back into the budget, the social programs that had been taken out. Instead, that mass of humanity, impoverished humanity, was going to become increasingly angry. And there we would have had probably a revolution in the nation's capital that they didn't have enough troops to put down. Westmoreland wanted 200,000 more. They didn't have those for him. They didn't have the troops to put down. So the Army knew the only way to stop this from happening was to kill King.
Sir, I would tell you today, we have the government documents. I've interviewed the Marine Corps officers. They have been training for decades, a long strategic plan starting back under Reagan, but carried by Clinton and others forward. For martial law, these urban warfare drills they do, Marines running real checkpoints, is to acclimate us. Bush, yeah, in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act says it's for martial law. And then in his PDD 51, which, as you know, the Homeland Security isn't even allowed to see in Congress, but the cover sheet says he is the government. And they can pass that. I mean, I see him owning both parties. Obviously, the neocons being a particularly virulent expression of this. But I see the military-industrial complex knowing they're doing things through globalization that are going to hurt Americans. And I see them heading off not just a pass by killing Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy, a peaceful revolution. I see them now in their own revolution against us.
Yeah, I think the country is probably closer to martial law than it has ever been in my lifetime, and they have all of the, as you rightly say, they have all the mechanisms in place, and it's only a question of something that could trigger it, and there is only one party. That's also evident. You're not going to have any serious opposition. So I think that's right. We live in very perilous times, and I think as the economy gets worse and worse, and from all the economists whom I speak, there's no question in the minds of many that we're going right back to 1929, 1930. As that happens, there doesn't seem to be a way to reverse this downward plunge. because it permeates every aspect of economic life in this country.
Corruption.
Yeah, and when the
it's just corporate looting and raiding, and they're all leaving the country. Dr. Pepper is just amazing. Dr. William Pepper. We're going to come back and get in to Martin Luther King's murder and then get into Bobby's murder. So important. Tell everybody you know to tune in right now. His new book is out in paperback, Act of State, dealing with the murder of Dr. King. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
That's Jimmy Vaughn.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no
That's right, my friend.
I sat down with Big
Mr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, has agreed to stay with us about 15 minutes to the next hour. So we have plenty of time to talk about everything that's happening. We've got a quick break coming up here in a minute. We got a long segment. But, sir, let's go ahead and you've got the floor. You want to cover Martin first, Bobby first? I mean, of those two, what do you want to cover first?
Well, I mean, I suppose we could summarize Martin King, since his assassination was first in time.
Okay.
It's a long story, as you know. The case has been an involvement of mine for over 30 years. And I met him when I came back from Vietnam. He read a piece I wrote in Ramparts and saw the photographs of burned children and mutilated civilians, and I asked to meet with me, and I did, and opened the files to him, and he was very, very moved and upset, and asked me to work with him that last year, and we formed the National Conference for New Politics, which was designed to promote a King-Spock third-party ticket in the 1968 for the 1968 elections, and top of that, he was planning to bring 500,000 people to Washington to protest the removal of funds from social programs. So I only knew him and only worked with him that last year. Then they killed him, and I just sort of walked away from politics. Bob Kennedy had a suite in Atlanta, and with the night we buried Martin, he asked me and some others, Spock and Julian Bond, those, to come up to talk with him about his presidential campaign, and he'd asked me to work on it. I had been Bob Kennedy's citizen's chairman in Westchester County as a very young guy in 1964 when he ran for the Senate. I just decided I wasn't going to do that, and after they killed Martin, I just walked away from politics. 9 years later, Abernathy called me and asked me to go to the prison and interrogate James Earl Ray in his presence, and I thought he'd gone around the bend. I never knew anything about the case, assumed they had gotten the right guy, and like many Americans, just blithely accepted the government's explanation, as we are raised and trained to do, you know. And so I went up, and after about 6 months, it took me to try to prepare for that, and I read everything I could on the case. Then spent 5 hours putting James under enormous stress, and we came away from that five-hour interview convinced. This was in August of '78, convinced that he was not guilty of the murder. We didn't know what other role he might have played, and he raised so many questions that I just began to quietly go into Memphis and live an alternative life off and on in the streets to try to get as much shoe leather information as I could. That James agreed to several more interviews.
So you did a bunch of detective work for a long time, drifting around.
Oh yeah, no. This is it was really at one point I had 22 investigators working for me, and on very specific pieces of the case. They didn't even know each other or what they were doing as a team. But I plowed a lot of resources. I put about $1 million of my own money that I earned, practicing over 25 years. I guess I put about $1 million in to try to get to the bottom of it. James kept asking me to represent him, and I kept refusing until I'm sure you had no knowing involvement, I won't do that. I won't represent you. Finally, in 1988, I got to the point that was now over 10 years later that I became convinced of his total innocence, and knowing that he was an unknowing patsy used by the government. So I agreed to represent him. I took his case up to the Supreme Court, where we were denied certiorari. And then I just continued.
By the way, let's be clear. You didn't just believe Ray over decades. You spent over $1 million researching it to track it all back. Stay there. Dr. William Pepper. Amazing individual. He has lived history. He is living it now. We really appreciate him spending time with us today. Long segment, Doctor. When we come back, plenty of time to break out and tell the story of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. And again, folks, love Dr. King, hate him. The point is, this was a black op. This is the shadow government. They're running things today, and they are a danger to all of us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
The men that killed Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby, they told the army commandos and the hired hitmen that were doing it, the FBI officers that were carrying it out, the agents, that it was all for the good of the country. But now look what they've done to the country. The very same sons and daughters, the same crew, is anti-free market, anti-liberty. And we're at the crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. We're either going to get out of this tyranny or go deeply into it. We can't stand still. There is no sitting on the sideline. There is no sitting on the bench. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Don't forget, we have the InfoWars Money Bomb coming up Saturday. I'll do a special live show, 8 to midnight. Here, got some special guests joining us. Dr. William Pepper is our guest. This book came out in the hardback. Now it's out in paperback. And we'll tell you more about that, dealing with the murder of MLK, before he leaves us. Now, but right now we're getting into MLK. Then we'll get into Bobby's murder. And then he's also, by the way, friends with Hugo Chavez and has a book coming out about his conversations with him. So we'll get his take on who Hugo Chavez really is. There's a lot of questions about that, and we'll get his perspective before he leaves us for a few minutes. Then when the book comes out soon, hopefully he'll come back for an hour then. Okay, sir, go ahead and continue with kind of a synopsis of what you cover in Active State.
Yeah, well, as James's lawyer, we were frustrated in going through the court system, and he seemed blocked. Some media colleagues from England suggested to me that why didn't we do a television trial, a mock trial, unscripted, but highly credible, in order to put forward the evidence that we had of James's innocence, and also, of course, allowing a prosecutor to seek to convict him. So there was a television trial done in 1993, and it was aired. It was produced by Thames Television of England, who eventually put out of business by Thatcher, and HBO in the United States. And it ran in England and in the United States for 4 hours on the 25th anniversary of Martin's assassination. On April 4th, 1993, took the jury 7.5 hours to find James Earl Ray not guilty. It was a jury chosen at random, but with regular objections from all over the country. The judge was a former federal judge, and the prosecutor was Hickman Ewing, who had been U.S. attorney in Memphis, and who was quick to remind me that he had won 200 straight criminal convictions as we prepared to go to trial. I thought Hickman was going to have a heart attack when the jury came back and he saw, for the first time on film, he saw the jury verdict of not guilty. That was kept from everyone at the time. So that opened the floodgates. People started coming forward with information that never had before, and the investigation took on a whole new life. And the picture started to become increasingly clear. There was a Memphis Commercial Appeal article by a fellow called Steve Tompkins, former naval intelligence officer, who had done an investigative piece on the involvement of military intelligence in surveilling black Americans going back to Martin King's father's mother, and in the early 20th century. And in that long piece, there was a tiny little paragraph which said there was an 8-man sniper unit in Memphis on the day of King's assassination, and it was an Alpha 184 unit, and no one ever explained what they were doing there, because sniper units are not used to suppress riots or rebellions. They are rather there to kill. That's their function. So, but there was just that one tiny reference that Steve put in that piece, and so I went to him and badgered him, and he didn't want to have anything to do with going back and talking to those guys. Two of them had fled the country. They're afraid they were going to be cleaned up, so they went to Mexico. Finally, I convinced him.
Remember, we've got an audience that may not know these terms. That means there's a practice to generally kill assassins later, and especially if there's an investigation.
Yes, that's right. So these two of these guys had fled. For a year and a half, Steve carried messages and questions to them. He went to Mexico. They had trusted him. They would not meet with me because I was James Earl Ray's lawyer. But they would meet with him, and they knew they agreed to answer the questions. And so slowly they put together a picture of what they knew. They were a backup unit. They didn't know that at the time. They were a backup unit, and they came from Camp Shelby and Mississippi. And what happened was they were briefed at 4:30 in the morning. They were shown two photographs, one of King and one of Young, Andrew Young, and who was the second target that people don't know. In fact, Andy was shocked when I revealed that to him. And they then drove into Memphis, and they took up their appointed positions. There were two sniper units with two spotters, two snipers prepared, but not, ordered not to fire until they were given the order. And what they didn't know was that there was a civilian hit operation that had been developed, and there was a sniper on the ground in the bushes behind place called Jim's Grill, which backed onto the Lorraine Motel.
And by the way, for those that don't know, studying many other cases, you learn they always have overlapping, not just for redundancy and backup and fail-safe, but also so if there's an investigation, it gets confusing, and the average simple mind goes, why would they have a whole bunch of different hit teams? And you're like, yeah. JFK, then it turns into, was it Mafia? Was it Pentagon? What was it? Was it FBI? Was it Dallas Police? Was it Cubans? Well, that's how intelligence works. They use everybody.
Yeah. So Martin was shot. James was manipulated into, he was profiled and allowed to escape from prison almost a year before the assassination, kept under control, handled by a guy called Raul, who gave him money. James wanted desperately to leave North America and get out of the country, and he was approached by this guy at one point in a bar in Montreal, and convinced that he would get travel papers, but he had to hang on, do some jobs for this guy. Guy would give him money. A fellow called Raul would give him money. And so he ran James around the country, kept him under control, kept him in Los Angeles for a long time. Martin was to have been hit in Los Angeles. That was the original target city. They're much more comfortable in some cities than in others because of the degree of intelligence involvement with the local police.
And from what I know, New York and L.A., but L.A. really first SWAT teams developed, Daryl Gates has been a CIA police force. Really, I've been told by sources they were the first.
Yeah, I think that may be right. They're certainly very well embedded there. But the snipers indicated that at the last minute the place was changed. And Memphis was chosen, and of course then James was moved into the South, into New Orleans and Birmingham, where he was told to buy a gun, and then they brought him into Memphis, and he was told to rent a room, which he did, and then he was told to get lost because they used the room as a staging ground, and James was kept out of it for the duration of the afternoon as they prepared. So anyway, Martin was shot at 6:01 as he stood on the balcony getting ready to go have dinner with a local preacher. And that's a whole other story who that local preacher is, because he's lied over the years about many things. But anyway, they took him down. There were a group of local Black Panther activists who were working with him to develop the march. They were told to get out. At about 20 to 6, about 20 minutes before the killing, they were told to remove themselves. They couldn't understand why, because they had been working cooperatively, and they were just told, well, SCLC wasn't going to pay your bill anymore. You have to leave. So they just got disgusted.
Hey, let's be clear. You're saying that there were operatives inside King's entourage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can you spend a little time on that?
Well, it's a very interesting situation, because when I interviewed each of the invaders, and the black group, and they had two rooms there, and I interviewed them, of course, many years later, and they said they couldn't understand why they were being told to leave. And when one of them asked the matron of the hotel who came up to tell them to depart, who was it who gave the orders to leave? They said, well, it was Reverend Jackson. And they said Jackson. They had nothing to do with Jesse Jackson. They had been working with Hosea Williams and others, but not Jackson. They couldn't understand why all of a sudden he had inserted himself into the situation requiring that they leave. What Harrington told me is he looked over her shoulder. He saw Jesse down in the parking lot looking at his watch. Anyway, they just left.
Boy, Jesse Jackson is a real piece of work, isn't he? And then they gave him all the media attention and made him the man, and then he plays the race politics with them and divides.
Exactly.
He is really something else, isn't he?
Yeah, he went up. I mean, Mrs. King didn't speak to him for about 20 years, I believe. Because he went up and he put blood, Martin's blood, on a shirt that he then was able to use on the Today Show in Chicago the next morning as they spirited him out of there. You know, I when I confronted Jesse with that, he just didn't remember anything about it.
Do you think they told him to do that, or do you think he just thought up that little bit of theater himself?
You mean the blood and the
yeah.
Today? I just don't know. I just don't know which which way that fell, but it left a very, very bad feelings with a lot of people that he developed and pushed himself that way. But the incident that's much more sinister is the removal of the invaders, because they were a loose cannon type of group. They were unpredictable, and they had to be taken out of there, as did one of the black surveillance detectives who was surveilling King, who was primarily a community relations guy, and they had him in. They removed him from the fire station where they had the balcony under surveillance, and they removed the only two black firemen from the fire station were told not to report to work that day. So they set the stage very well for a sharpshooter.
Yeah, that's key evidence that you just mentioned, that blacks in the government apparatus, you know, anybody who'd be responding in emergency services, they were removed. That is a key piece of evidence. Please continue.
Yeah, they took them all out. They took them all away. They removed the police guard from the hotel and moved it up, stationed it up at the fire station. Just they had it out of the area. There was always a team of four black detectives who were protecting Martin King when he came to Memphis. That team was always in force. They were not called into duty that day, so he was left without those four black detectives as well. So when you have a cumulative amount of these kinds of events, there are no coincidences. This is pretty clear. So there was a sharpshooter who lay in the bushes, and alongside him was a fellow called Lloyd Jowers, who was there to take the rifle from him as soon as he fired the shot, which Jowers did. Jowers ran Jim's Grill, which was the place in the bottom floor of the rooming house, but backed onto the bushes. So Jowers took the gun, ran inside, broke it down in front of a woman who had been his mistress and who had also worked in the grill, called Betty Spates. And it took Betty, my goodness, she finally told me the story in December of 1992. She kept it all those years for various reasons of fear, possibly, and also because she had been a Jowers lover and didn't want to turn him in. But she told the story. Others came forward. We really boxed Jowers in with his involvement, and he finally broke. And that's how we began to get the picture of the local operation, which was planned in his grill. And he was given substantial money by a local mob guy called Frank Liberto, who was one of Marcello's guys. Marcello had taken a contract on King's life, not knowing about the military backup, but he had taken a contract, and he used his local guys and their connection with the police to carry it out. So that was Martin was felled by a single bullet. The guy who shot him went down over the wall, was picked up in a Memphis traffic police car a block away and taken to safety. And the FBI's role in that case was to, as it is in many of these situations, was to cover up. They weren't involved in the actual organizing of the killing. Their job was to control the investigation, which they did. They controlled the investigation and then managed a cover-up that has persisted. I have to say, Alex, it's persisted to this day, because the official story is still the one that it gets put forward all the time. There is a museum, a civil rights museum, that has James Earl Ray's throwdown gun, which was not the murder weapon. It was a throwdown gun with his palm print on it so they could nail him. It has it in a big cabinet, so it's the murder weapon. And that museum is controlled by some of the people who have benefited from King's death. So the official story is still out there. The book you're talking about, Act of State, has never been reviewed in America. And the book before it, Orders to Kill, was never reviewed in America. There was a fringe review of Act of State with a book of Dexter King's in the Post, but it's never been reviewed. And mainstream corporate media, whether it's television, radio, or the print media will not deal with this story. The Times book editor Christopher Lehman Haupt was going to do a review of Orders to Kill in November of 1995, and he told one of the editors of the publisher that he was told to pull the review. First time in 25 years he's been ordered to pull a review.
Well, the church committee came out and proved that the CIA is in control of the major publishing industries or can steer a lot of it, and they have key people in the media everywhere. And I've talked to a lot of big authors who've had, you know, New York Times bestsellers who've been told because their book is anti-establishment, it's not going to be published by a major publisher. And again, people who think this is a supposed free society need to understand that there's this larger program going on, and that these fables, these narratives, these dogmas continue. But the good news is, and I'd like to get your take on this briefly before we go to break, is that regardless of their attempt to cover up, I would say it's failed. I mean, they have major polls where 80+% believe the government killed King, 90+% believe they killed JFK, 90% believe they killed Bobby. What's your take on that, Mr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper?
Well, I think you're right. I think the people closer to it, and at this point in time, we're all, you know, there is this enormous skepticism that's late in coming, but that is there with respect to people being suspicious.
Okay, stay
government.
There. Got a break. I want to come back to talk more about that. Get into Bobby.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to takebackwashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit takebackwashington.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Every breath you take, when
secretly in every U.S. city. It's now declassified somewhat, but I knew about it more than a decade ago. It freaked me out when I found out that the military was training to break up our families, take our children, confiscate our firearms. And now they do open, quote, drills that go live and search our vehicles and take us to jail. And I'm going to be covering that coming up in the next hour. Dr. William Pepper is our guest. And Act of State is his book now out on paperback about the murder of RFK. There's also a companion website. It's Martin Luther King. Excuse me. We're about to talk about Bobby Kennedy in a minute. We'll just go over all that coming up. Finishing up with Martin Luther King, sir.
Yes, well, the new evidence brought the King family into the case, and they called for a trial for James and supported that effort. A judge, Joe Brown, a very independent black judge in Memphis, decided that he was going to hear evidence and started moving in the direction. And just as he, in my view, was on the verge of giving a new trial for James, ordering a new trial for James, he was in the shadows. He was taken off the case. The Criminal Court of Appeals removed him from the case, and that effectively ended that possibility. James died in 1998 of liver disease. I had arranged a liver transplant facility for him at the University of Pittsburgh Hospital and pleaded for the right, at no cost to the state, to take him there for that transplant and save his life, and was denied by the courts in Tennessee. They were effectively giving him a death sentence at that point in time. And so he died in 98. In 1999, I counseled the King family to bring a lawsuit against Lloyd Jowers for the purpose of bringing out all of the evidence that we had developed over the previous quarter of a century, just about a quarter of a century. So the family sued Jowers. He had admitted to Dexter King and myself, and then to Dexter and Andy, separate interviews, exactly how the killing went down. So we could bring an action against him. We got around the statute of limitations because it was new evidence that was never available before. And we sued him in civil court in Memphis in 1999. I represented the King family against Lloyd Jowers and others, which included government agents. Unnamed government agents, took the jury. The trial went for 30 days, Alex, 4,000 pages of transcripts and exhibits. It's an amazing history of the entire assassination of Martin King and how it went back. 70 witnesses laid out the whole operation. It was coordinated by the military, by the colonel in the 902nd Military Intelligence Group in the bowels of the Pentagon. He coordinated everything. He had the working relationship with the mafia. He also brought psychological operation teams on the roof of the fire station to photograph everything that went on. They even actually shot the shooter as he was lowering his gun. He had military intelligence groups throughout. They had Army security agency people recording everything. They had all of the rooms bugged.
We're going to come right back in 70 seconds, Dr. Pepper, right here on the GCN Radio Network. We still got 2 hours, folks. Other guests coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not his official website, but he says he likes the work that the gentleman is doing. It's activestate.org about his newest book, now out in paperback, Active State, The Murder of Martin Luther King. I want to get into Bobby here in a minute, a little bit into Hugo Chavez. We've got this segment and part of the next. We really appreciate Dr. Pepper spending time with us. Okay, William, please continue.
All right, well, just very quickly, it took the jury in the civil trial 59 minutes to find that Martin King was killed as a result of a conspiracy involving agents of the government of the United States, state of Tennessee, and city of Memphis. 70% liability went to those official government agents, and 30% liability went to Lloyd Jarrett. So that effectively brought the King case pretty much full circle in terms of what happened. There's some ongoing work that's going out. That's the third book on it that will come out in about a year. That will all the new evidence just supports it, but it gives more, will give more details as to what happened. But it was a sad day that we had to reveal in detail the involvement of the government of the United States.
What is it like to have trusted your government before and then to be, you know, not even be an excited participant, but to have to look into it and then find out that this is the case? I mean, how did that change your worldview about how things really work?
Well, of course, it made me terribly cynical in terms of electoral politics and of the possibility of changing this republic and under the present circumstances. And I'm very much a Jeffersonian in terms of the belief that you need radical reconstruction of the political economic structure every 20 years in order to sweep it clean and to get rid of all the special interests that dominate every aspect of life.
I'm certainly in the same boat as you. And sometimes I wish things weren't conspiracies or weren't corrupt or weren't bad. And I go investigate, and it's almost always worse than I thought, Doc.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Your take on 9/11 and how it's been used to turn us into a furtherance of a police state, $7 trillion looted, $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon, $3 trillion from the war, the pension fund's gone. They're now openly engaging in corruption that dwarfs anything previous. I wonder what the next wave's going to look like.
Well, I think we're on the road to the end of democracy in this republic, unless there's some drastic changes, and it could be with the economic downfall of this system that the forced reconstruction of the republic will finally come about, because it's going to hit everybody and right in their living rooms, in their kitchens, and the people at some point will have had too much, and we may then well see drastic reconstructive effort.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think the thugs out there and some of the authoritarians who like all this, who are low level, do you understand it's liberty and free market and freedom? Again, we're not perfect, but better than other places, that has given us all this. And this tyranny, this corporatocracy or crony capitalism that isn't real capitalism, I mean, it's like a cancer, and it's just growing, 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 growing. And either they're going to totally take over, or we're going to somehow use their collapse. I mean, I agree with you. I think they're out of. I don't think they're in control, Dr. Pepper.
Well, I think we're no. They're not in control of this now. It's spiraling downward, and it is out of control. There's no question. They're not. They may not well not be able to salvage it, and it's questionable whether the type of reforms that happened during the New Deal era will ever be sufficient again to restore the system.
Well, you know, you and I could probably even argue about what form of, you know, system we like as far as largesse and the public treasury. But at the same time, we know that corporate fascism destroys freedom and wealth. And so we're no doubt in agreement against that system. Let's come back briefly, get into Bobby Kennedy and a little bit about Hugo Chavez, who you're personal friends with. It's an amazing interview. Dr. William Pepper.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, coming up the next hour. Got the fellow running the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com, popping in here in about 7 minutes when Dr. Pepper leaves us. And we'll also take some calls when Gage is on with us. I got a bunch of other news we're going to be covering. Doc, getting into Bobby, I mean, I know that you mainly focused in on what happened with Martin Luther King, but now looking at the Bobby Kennedy's assassination, we always had the coroner in L.A. saying they shot him from behind and multiple times in the back of the head. It wasn't Sir Ann. We always had witnesses. We always were told all these CIA guys were there. Now they've released all this film footage, BBC, of them in the crowd and the witnesses and the guy working at the big spy plane base, you know, who shoots, who reportedly was the one, Mr. Caesar, that shot Bobby in the back. A, when did you wake up to this? B, why did they want Bobby dead? And then a synopsis of how they did it.
Well, I mean, they wanted Bobby dead because he was going to be president of the United States, and he was going to reopen the investigation of his brother's assassination. Bobby was one of the original conspiracy buffs. He believed that his brother was the victim of a conspiracy, and he had never gotten satisfactory answers. And he, at one point, told a major magazine editor that who was a friend of his that he needed the White House in order to open this investigation and get to the bottom of it. So that was a part of it, but it went beyond that. He was going to cut the oil depletion allowance, as was his brother. That would take hundreds of millions of dollars over a period of years out of the pockets of the major oil companies. He was going to withdraw the troops from Vietnam and end that war once and for all, which he had become convinced was a mistake. That he was treading on all of the powerful toes. His position was going to the bottom line of the major corporations in America. So he had to be taken out, and it was I believe he probably knew that. In terms of the details, Tom Noguchi's the medical examiner's report, as you correctly said, did indicate that Bob was killed with a bullet that was fired less than an inch from behind his right ear. There were four other shots fired at him, three other shots fired at him, four in total, all from the rear and at close range. One went through his shoulder pad, one lodged in the neck, and one went through the chest cavity, in addition to the one that hit him behind the ear. So there was no question. Also, in terms of the witnesses, there were about 19 witnesses all saw Sirhan never get closer than 3 to 5 feet from the front of Bob Kennedy, and his shooting arm was pinned to a steam table after he got off two shots. So he was just firing blindly. So that's that. The answer to your first question is, I mean, that's why they killed him. And you're right, he was shot from the rear. And you're right, there was a medical report, an autopsy report, that indicated that right from the beginning. But you know, Alex, Bob Kennedy's assassination was never properly investigated. There was never a defense put forward for Sirhan. His lawyers pled him guilty and didn't even, in exchange for the plea, get a reduced sentence. It was incredible. They stipulated guilt, and then they argued over what the sentence should be, rather than having agreement on that. And Sirhan remembers virtually nothing about the critical times related to that assassination. It is all the indications that he was under hypnotic suggestion, that he was controlled, and that he was put on cue, and to this day, he has never been brought out of that hypnotism. So I think it's pretty clear that the defense just totally didn't do their job early on. Grant Cooper, the lead counsel, was subject to a pending indictment, a federal indictment. They had him, and he was going to do what he was required to do.
Have you seen the new BBC?
Sorry?
Have you seen the new BBC documentary?
Yeah, I saw Shane O'Sullivan's work, and I've talked to Shane at length about it. He's not satisfied me with it, and he's not now satisfied himself with respect to two of the CIA people he thought was there. But one he is quite convinced about, and that was this fellow Frank Morales, who has at various times indicated he was in Dallas, and he was also in...
Yeah, well, I mean, we now have E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession. By the way, I have video footage. It hadn't been seen yet. It's going to be in a film, not just the audio. In fact, I keep forgetting. We got to get that out on YouTube. We've been authorized. It's dangerous to have that. Let's go ahead and get that out now. I don't have the staff. It's so crazy up here. I'm like sitting here on top of a giant stick of dynamite. What do you think about E. Howard Hunt coming out and saying, yeah, I was there. Yeah, I ran the operation.
Well, I mean, I'm not familiar with all the details of Hunt's of Hunt's statement. But he clearly was a guy very much involved in the mix of all of these things.
Well, let me just let the feds know, so I don't have to break in here or anything or do anything. You'll see it. We're so busy, but I'm going to go ahead and just have it put out. I keep meaning to. He just says the exact same thing he said in the audio tape that's online and that you see in the Rolling Stone magazine, just that I was a bench warmer. Kordmeier didn't like Kennedy, and so he hired the team that was going to be in Miami, but it was in Dallas. So, I mean, Dr. Pepper, have you heard that tape?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, I have the video of it, too, right before his dad died. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, and to tell you how busy I am and how crazy all my evidence is, that's like at the bottom of the stack in there with all the insanity we have. But no, I mean, it's E. Howard Hunt. And it's not that I would believe E. Howard Hunt, but we have everybody at Dallas saying it. We have the Dallas Times Herald, Dallas Morning News taking photos of him as the tramp. We know he ran black op murders, assassinations, overthrows all over the world. And so we always knew it was him doing it, and that came out. And then he just admits it. I mean, it's incredible. But he admits it, his son said, because he's proud of it.
It's interesting, yeah.
And you know, he'd joke around the table about, I can't wait till we get that little bastard, Bobby. Finish the job. Get the little one. And then after he got killed, he was making jokes around the dinner table. But he wasn't part of killing Bobby.
No, he doesn't seem as though he was. But, you know, I've just begun on Bobby. I've agreed to represent Sirhan. His lawyer died, whom I knew and consulted with him over the years. And when that happened, and they brought the file to me, and the new ballistic forensic evidence that Bob Joling and Phil von Prague have come out with, that clinched it for me. I don't know how familiar you are with that.
Yes, one of them is the head of the Forensic Society. We had them both on. Clearly two different guns, and when you got 20-something shots, which is more than double what his gun could shoot.
Yeah. No, there's no question that from the ballistics, from the forensic side, that Sirhan has been cleared of the murder of Bob Kennedy. Problem is they have five other charges of attempted murder against him, which should never have been allowed.
But to be clear, you're now going to represent him and try to get a new trial?
Yes. Yes, we're going to be pressing for that. I must say we're running into obstruction already. It's a mixed blessing when I get involved in a case like this because they then start to batten down the hatches and they make things ever more difficult. Now,
Dr. Pepper, we're out of time. We're going to break in about 2 minutes, and I've already held you over longer than you said. But just come back in a few months when your new book about Chavez is back, please. But in the minutes we've got left. So Hugo Chavez is for real, according to you?
There's no question about it. He's a guy who's totally, totally committed to alleviating poverty in his country and dealing with 80% of the people who've impoverished. They've got 20,000 medical clinics in villages that have never before seen a doctor. He's pouring enormous sums of money into social programs. Education is free from cradle all the way to the grave through graduate school. He's democratizing the country at the grassroots. Each of the local villages have their own councils. They have their own budgets.
There's no doubt he's doing what communists have never done. He's a socialist. He's taking a big government land, breaking it up, giving it with the deeds to the people. I mean, I wouldn't even call that socialism.
It's not socialism. He's made a mistake with that, I have to say, and I've told him this. What he's doing is not socialism because the state is not involved in running these operations. It is more aptly called cooperativism because the dominant entity in the country there now is a cooperative entity. For example, a sugar factory is run by the workers and the investors and the management. They participate on the board. They run the operation together. The state does not run it. So I'm afraid, made a mistake by calling it socialism.
When is your book coming out?
Well, I mean, we're still finishing up. It'll probably be about 9 months to a year before it's...
We can't wait that long. Can I have you back in the next month? And then we'll have you back when the book comes out to talk about Hugo Chavez. I know you know him personally. He's attended one of your classes at Oxford, and he's a big fan of you. And so, I mean, you really know him well. Can I have you on so we can really, get William Pepper's take on Hugo Chavez?
Yeah, sure. I have probably prevented his death on two occasions, I must tell you that, and two assassination attempts by the Americans.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how soon? We don't want to wait. They can do it any time. Can I get my producer to call you back and, like, maybe set you up the next month?
Yeah, we could try to set that up, sure.
Okay, I'm going to have, in fact, no time like the present, Doctor. We're going to let you go now. I'm going to have Trey call you right now, and let's look at your book and get you set up to come on about Hugo Chavez, okay?
Okay, delighted.
You bet. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is Act of the State, Act of State, and activestate.org is a website you can check out and find out more. Thank you, Dr. William Pepper, for coming on with us.
Okay, my pleasure, Alan.
You bet.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Look, William Pepper, I believe, means well, very intelligent, done incredible research. He is a very interesting person. I have a bad feeling about Hugo Chavez, I'll tell you that. I don't like some of the police state actions he's had in his own country, quote, in the name of the greater good. I don't believe in socialism, but he has done some things that aren't socialism. Because the communist and socialist always ends up with a tiny elite owning and running everything. He's actually gone out and taken government land and other stuff and broken it up and given it to people. And he really is helping the commoners, and he is taking the oil profits and giving it to the people because it is a resource. I'm not for socialism. I'm for free market. But if you've got something that's the land and the, quote, state was claiming it owned it, that should be divested and handed to the people. Not like here where they give you a little bit of government funding and then tell you how to raise your kids or make you take shots or do all this. And I'm not for socialized health care because, A, it won't work and you can't pay for it unless you got trillions in oil. B, it gives the government control to carry out their eugenics. I know, though, Chavez has not been taking IMF World Bank money. He's said don't take the foreign shots. He's talked about everything we talk about. And he is an enigma. So we're going to have William Pepper back on because he's very close to Chavez. So that's the problem with a guy like that. You could talk about 50 subjects with William Pepper. He's really old, very smart. He's been around forever. And we try to explore things here. And we're going to get to the bottom of Hugo Chavez. He's going to come back on in the next 2 weeks. And that should be an interesting interview because he's writing the book, the authorized biography with Chavez. And holy mackerel, that is going to be very interesting to kind of give you a behind-the-scenes 9 months to a year before that comes out because Chavez is rocking the world. Chavez is sending shockwaves across the planet. I think I know what's going on. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I think is going on with Chavez, and I could be wrong. I'm dead on about most things because that's because I've had experience, history, time to analyze and study and go off their own documents. See, things in hindsight are very easy. But when you're trying to look at their global manipulations and characters and people, it's very hard to do it in the present. In the present, it's very hard. Years from now, we'll know. It's hard now. Okay. Now, with ongoing, like 30-year projects to bring us into martial law, I can tell you exactly what's going on, exactly what they're doing, because I've had their own documents, their own experiences. I've been to their events. I've analyzed hundreds of news articles, thousands of news articles. I understand their attack profile. So I understand their synthesis of fascism and socialism, and I know what they're pushing. And you know what? Eric Nordstrom is a real tripper. He's been holding for 10 minutes. I apologize to him. He's going to be with me for about an hour on air taking calls in the four-hour show we're going to do Saturday night, I'll be back Sunday night too, from 8 to midnight. And it won't be on the Genesis Network, won't be on Emesis Network. It will be only on my internet streams at Infowars.com, but I know tens of thousands will tune in. We have a lot of special guests on that night. It's not just going to be money bomb, money bomb, money bomb, but about a third of the time we'll be talking about the money bomb. And we're talking about the money bomb right now. We've got about $70,000 that has been pledged. Frankly, we need a lot more than that, folks, if I'm going to get a bigger office instead of the 2,300 square foot we're in. If I'm going to get better cameras, better computers, start a pilot show for Dish Network, that's how big things start. I'll have to pay for that show, folks. That's why we need the support. And I guarantee you, if Ron Paul was a good place to give money and look at the tens of millions we woke up, even if he doesn't become president, we're not going to go away. We're a media institution. So if you believe in what we're doing, you should support us. Eric, how is the buildup towards the money bomb going?
I think it's going pretty good. It's trickling in. But, we've got some good support, and the people who have pledged, they'll follow through. And I think we'll wind up getting more money than showing, of course.
You came up with the original idea and instituted it for the Ron Paul money bombs that then got picked up by others, like Trevor Lyman. I mean, what's your gut on this money bomb right now?
Well, of course, I was just one of many who came up with roughly the same idea and put it out, and it was the teamwork that made it good.
Yes.
It wasn't one person, it wasn't one event. Each person that was involved was crucial.
Well, this isn't about credit. It is about everybody. I'm just specifically saying who you are in this. You're the first guy to put a website up. You're the first guy to actually take the first step.
Well, that's exactly what I mean is, if you look at it this way, it takes a lot of people to get this thing happening. And it's not just the fever or it's not just who people like, who people prefer that makes it happen. If you look at this money bomb and if you look at your organization there and you look at it as a house, And you've got other organizations out there also trying to put out the freedom movement information, you know, constitutional information. And if you represent these different organizations as different houses in a neighborhood, well, if you've got one house that's looking a little bit trashy and you've got one house that's medium and you got one house that looks really nice, you know, everybody wants their house to equity to go up. What you want to do is you want to get everybody in the neighborhood to help each other make their landscaping look nice, help the neighbors out. That way, your entire equity goes up for your house. So
stay there. Explain this on the other side. Eric Nordstrom's our guest. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Go pledge to give $10, $50, $100. Pledge today. It starts Friday at midnight going into Saturday. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games.
It's really exciting, folks.
Just let me know if you want to go.
The idea of us giving, the idea of the liberty movement, the freedom movement, supporting the different tip of the spears that are out there. And we're not the only spear, but we're the biggest spear. We're the most effective spear. Next to Ron Paul. And it is literally treasure for our war chest. What is a war chest? It's what funds the army. And I have never really asked for donations, but when Eric Nordstrom did this, this comes at a time when I was really trying to decide what I wanted to try to do. This is, even if $100,000 comes in, that'll be substantive. That'll help us. That'll help us get a lot done. But for the cost of the type of things we're doing, it's really not even that much. And I assure you, I'm giving my word, 100% of the donations that come in Saturday will go to the building cost, which we cram every square foot full of people taking action. We'll go to the electricity bill. We'll go to better cameras. We'll go to bandwidth. We'll go directly to fighting the new world order. You see, we can't be demoralized. We can't have the attitude that we can't win. People are waking up. The global system is collapsing. They're trying to bring in their new world order through the controlled collapse. We have to use that against them like judo and use their attack against them. And now is the time. And I can think of no better place, frankly, to donate to. So if you donate to the InfoWars Money Bomb, you'll be part of that excitement, part of that day, part of that history. And it will go on if it's successful. And that way the Money Bomb idea won't be extincted. We're also trying to not extinct the idea of the Money Bomb. Because if Ron Paul has a $6.7 million day and some $4 million day and a $1 million day and then a $800,000 day and then a $50,000 day and then it's kind of like, oh, well, the Ron Paul thing's over. No, it's not. The idea. And people are like, well, what did I get my money for? I heard ads all over the country, TV, radio. People woke up. They found out about Ron Paul. They found out about the Federal Reserve, the war being a fraud, that Bush isn't a real conservative, that the Democrats are controlled. There's no debt. I mean, think tens of millions. They estimate there's like 25 million Ron Paul supporters now in the U.S. alone, tens of millions globally. They're now, from inside Trilateral Commission, confirmed. This is Jim Tucker. He doesn't make stuff up. They, number one issue was the Liberty Movement, Ron Paul. Not that he was going to be president, but that now young people don't want to be communist. They don't want to be socialist. They don't want to be neocons. They don't want to be fascist. They want to be liberty people. And so we go on. We don't go away. We've been here 13 years. God willing, we'll be here in 10 years. I'd love to beat the New World Order and literally go do something else. I got all kinds of films I want to make. Imagine if I'm full-time made films instead of making two or three films a year on top of everything else I do. I mean, frankly, I want to make I'm not going to tell you what I want to make films about that are nonfiction. I don't have time. It doesn't matter. That are fiction or documentary style. I think of fiction as stuff that isn't fighting the New World Order. I mean, reality-based, but that don't matter. That doesn't matter. The point is that I want to make things that are non-New World Order related. I mean, I don't get sick of it. In fact, I'm overdriven, burning with desire to warn you about all the stuff I've got in front of me. I'm just babbling here. I mean, bottom line, we need your support. Infowars.com. A lot of mail's coming in. A lot of donations are coming in. We're going to tabulate that, add that. We need to do some planning with you, Eric. I know you're set up for the show, or being set up for the show Saturday, the special four-hour show we're going to do. We need to be calling you every hour or two. You're going to have a graph on your website, or my IT guy maybe is going to build a graph, and we'll be able to enter the numbers into that and show. People like that, you know, to see as the money goes up at least every hour or so. They're going to have a 1-800 line they can call in here with credit card donations. We're going to have a credit card link, a PayPal link. The PayPal link's already up. I think already like $2,000 has come in outside the money bomb. So that's pretty encouraging. Go ahead and make your points.
Well, it's just a success. For one is a success for all. You know, we got to be thinking of ourselves as the freedom movement as one team. If we start thinking as each separate tip of the spear, as you put it, as a separate team, and we're all rooting for our own special football team, well, somebody's going to lose. And that's the old divide and conquer mentality that they want us to fold up into. So we got to think of ourselves as a conglomerate push, that we're all doing the same thing. We're all singing from the same sheet of music. And, if one person can get up to the top, well, it just makes a road for everybody else to follow. It's just like lightning. Lightning is going to take the path of least resistance. And always after lightning comes the thunder. And the thunder is all the people waking up. So, I highly recommend jumping on this thing, because you want to invest in things that have the greatest chance for success. You throw money away on some other thing that doesn't have a great, chance of succeeding. Well, that's fine if you feel strongly about it. But
that's a good way of putting it. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, in an army, you're all on the same team.
Yeah.
It's just that you've individually got spears.
Exactly.
And so what I'm saying is we're on the very tip of the spear.
Sure.
And so I always say support everybody, support other networks, support other people. I've always tried to be inclusive. Others aren't. But with the idea of liberty, that is what matters, the idea of moving forward. And you're right. We need to make this money bomb a success so other people's money bombs can be a success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've proven myself that I'm a good pony to bet on in this race, because I've had the biggest effect through my listeners, through that team out there. We've had the biggest success against the New World Order of any other alternative media outlet out there. I mean, I think we've proven ourselves. So if they are betting on a pony to get media attention, to be effective, to win the race, because we're racing against the New World Order ponies, I think we're a good pony to bet on.
I put out a press release to the Ron Paul campaign 2008. And what it was a request by me for them to purchase a 30-second commercial on the Alex Jones Show, a 30-second commercial, and pay you $1 million for it, which is a ridiculous price for $1 million for a 30-second commercial. But the ideology behind it is they can't donate to your money bomb per se, but if they can spend $1 million and buy 30 seconds worth of advertising, that gives $1 million towards something that should and needs to succeed.
Well, because that's a good idea, but the enemies would have a heyday with that. I didn't know about that idea. Sure. Boy, I bet they think I'm behind that.
Well, the idea behind it, though, is it's not just 30 seconds. If they give $1 million to something that is good, that will definitely have an impact, it's not 30 seconds they're purchasing. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week commercial for constitutional liberty conservative viewpoints and perspectives, not just the Alex Jones viewpoints, but I'm sure you're going to have other guests on. And the other thing to think about is, I can't believe the levity, I can't think of the word, the people you have on your show, they're not just Joe Schmoes. These people were in the thick of government. They were in the thick of things going on. They're the movers and the shakers of yesteryear and today. You know, these people don't necessarily come on the smaller radio stations or the smaller television channels, or they're not invited because their perspectives aren't wanted. So, you have a lot of people. Who else has Willie Nelson talking about 911? You have everybody under the sun on, and it's such an educational value, your show, whether you believe everything's going on. It at least, flips some switches and it makes you think, wow, I mean, maybe that could be.
We're able to get Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and all these other people on, mainly because, again, we spend the money to have a full-time producer and another part-time producer. We also, I've been around for 13 years, so a lot of bigwigs have gotten to know who I am. It's kind of an exponential thing. Again, when you got something that's having breakthroughs, that's what people need to back. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, my passion, I mean, I know people hear me on their local radio stations at 10 o'clock at night, 3 p.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. People know I work hard. I'm dedicated. And this is the place where 100%, I don't know where else you can find that too, where 100% of what you donate here will go directly into the fight. That is what this is all about, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. When has my producer set you up for the four-hour marathon we're doing Saturday night?
Well, they called me, I got the time written down, I think it was 7 p.m. my time, or I'm sorry, I think it was like 5 a.m. my time, so I'll be getting some sleep early to wake up. But I'm good for it.
Okay, well, I think we got our times off. I'm going to be live from 8 p.m. to midnight Central.
Well, we'll figure it out after, yeah. No biggie. I'll be there.
Okay, fantastic. And we're going to have some other folks popping in for that show that will just be on the internet streams at InfoWars.com, those specific streams. Eric Nordstrom, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I really appreciate you coming up with this idea. When did you come up with this idea?
I guess it was a couple weeks ago. And basically, another viewpoint of it is it's a battering ram trying to break open the gates of the media so that we can change the face of media.
Well, I've always told people, go out and support alternative media. Go out and, if you believe in something, spend money on it, not just me. I mean, that's how we're going to change this, is voting with our dollars. They've taken most of our voting machines away. I mean, we know we're going into tyranny. We better financially support the people that are putting it all on the line. Go ahead.
Well, this battering ram needs to go through the doors. And if you've got 100 people sitting on the sidelines not helping to push that battering ram, that's not good. So I really hope and pray that the people that are standing by watching the battering ram start to push.
Absolutely, folks. And you can pledge at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Or if you don't want to, just go to InfoWars.com and the big link on the main page to donate by PayPal, credit card, or by calling us starting Friday at midnight when we go into Saturday morning. I'm going to have one or two people here overnight Who knows how many calls we'll get. And then we're going to have a couple people here during the day. And I'm going to be here during the day as well, trying to answer the phones. And then I'll be here live for 4 hours at night. Eric Nordstrom will be on with us as well. Eric, thank you, because, hey, regardless of what happens with this, and I think it's going to be a big success, and that's up to you, the listeners, to spread the word right now in these final few days. This is key. We've got articles that Kurt Nimmo is going to write today, Paul Watson tomorrow, Steve Watson Saturday. They're each doing a story. We need to get those articles out. But it's about getting up. It's about taking action. It's about spreading the word. It's about mobilizing and not just laying down. Resistance is victory. Eric Nordstrom, anything else?
Doesn't matter if you write something online. It doesn't matter if you send money. It doesn't matter if you donate a piece of burnt toast. Do something.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric Nordstrom.
Thanks, sir.
You bet. And people online who may not give money, most of them won't hear about it. They'll come check out Infowars.com. I mean, go do a blurb about some news story we've got, some information we've put out, and then have a link to it, you know, to our subpage about the money bomb, so they can go there and find out more. I mean, whatever it takes to get people to spark their interest, it is the act of defiance, the act of resistance, from which all of this flows. So many people never believe that we could expose the globalists for 9/11. Or that we could expose the WMDs being a lie. Or that we could expose the fact that the CIA was putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos. Or that we could, but now it's all coming out. Well, I'd studied history. And I'd also experienced things in my own personal life. And I know that if you don't think you can do something, you can be assured it's not going to happen. But 9 times out of 10, if you believe in something and you take action, and it's somewhat attainable, you can get it done. And they've got us hoaxed, buffaloed, you know, into not resisting. I looked at the term buffaloed, and that goes back to how buffalo would just stand there and let you shoot them, basically. You know, deer in the headlights is kind of what buffaloed is. You know, conned, manipulated, stampeded, murdered. Stop being buffaloed. I mean, stop deciding you're going to give up. Stop deciding you can't affect change. Stop deciding. I mean, I was kind of buffaloed into never asking for money or never really trying to raise capital. I mean, I used to sit there with advertisers coming in every day. This is 3-4 years ago, wanting to advertise. And I would just say, no, I don't want to fill my show up with any advertising. I'll just sell my videos, and I'll have 2 employees, and I'll just do everything myself, and I'll edit everything myself. And then I said, wait a minute, if I hire more people, then we can have better customer service. That was the main reason I started hiring more people. We didn't have the staff to even properly ship them out. And you know, then I said, well, if I go ahead and just, you know, and I learned, man, I can hire more people, and then that ends up bringing in more money, and then I can hire more people, and then I can continue to expand my operations and fight the New World Order more effectively. And some other things happened too. I mean, a lot of what happened on this show is I've always been a really nice person, also aggressive at the same time, but a nice guy until you mess with me. And I remember one time, like 8 years ago, I got a sponsor, and a talk show has called me up and said, I'm sponsoring something like that, too. You shouldn't do that. And I said, oh, okay, I won't take a sponsor. I mean, what kind of schmuck am I? But see, to me, it was, well, I'll just sell these videos and have enough to live on, and then we'll just be a small operation. And I realized other people aren't stepping up to the plate. I better do it. And then I got like 4 or 5 sponsors about 2 years ago, and then people got mad about it. And I said, hey, I'm supposed to live too. How about I get a whole bunch of sponsors? How about I really try to hire more people and do more and get better websites and upgrade and have a better prisonplanet.tv? I mean, that's what this is all about, is effectively waking people up. And if we're the best there is, if we're the best hope we've got, that is myself, this radio show, my crew, and you, the listeners, who are symbiotically integrated together in the fight against the New World Order, if we're the best there is, we better. I mean, I realize, I mean, you think I want to take on trying to start a TV show and then a TV network? You think I want to, because I don't take something on unless I'm going to do it. You think I want to take on a money bomb and have people here answering the phone and fiddling with it and people attack me over it? At first, I was like, oh, no, when I heard about it. You know, if I'm going to ask for money, I'll just beg for it on air. You know, I see the attacks that are coming. But so what? You just got to step up to the plate, because it's morally right to ask for money to fuel something that's morally correct and doing the right thing. And I know I'm going to spend the money on the right thing. See, I'm not obsessed with money like other people. I'll go, just buy those hidden cameras. Just buy a laptop. Just buy it. I don't even care if I burn through the capital I've got, because if it's for the weapon, if it's for the info war, it's what I exist for. It's what I'm for. It's what I'm about. I mean, in business, I'm sure you've all experienced this. Somebody owes you money. Most people try to not pay you. Well, we just pay people. because we're not obsessed with it. We don't try to hold on to something. I guess they say those that are willing to lay down their life gain their life, and those that try to keep their life lose their life. It's the attitude of being a wimp brings the wolves. If you're some cowardly sheep, a nation of cowardly sheep that rationalize and make excuses about everything, tyranny's going to come down on you. But if you are a nation of people that are strong-willed and have strong backbones and are aggressive and aren't easy targets, you're not going to live in tyranny. And then you're going to have milk and honey because you're going to have free individuals out living their own lives, going in their own direction. You're going to have free will and free choice. And that is an explosive dynamo, which is just amazing. Our country's had limited freedom, but the best there's been in history. And we had half the world's wealth, 4% of the population. 4% of the population, half the wealth or more. Now we're losing all that wealth. We've gone in 50 years from being the greatest, most wealthy country in the world, for the last 100, to being the most indebted, most bankrupt, dumbest, stupidest, most unhealthy, most know-it-all, most arrogant. I want that back. I want our liberty and freedom back. I want my progeny, my great-great-grandchildren, who I love as much as my children. I know they're going to exist. I have to have that vision and see through it as a male, as a leader, as a trailblazer. I have to put myself fully against the enemy. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I drop the ball. Doesn't mean I make mistakes. Doesn't mean I'm not arrogant and a dumb bastard sometimes. But at the end of the day, I'm for real. And at the end of the day, I got a mission. And at the end of the day, my word is my word. And at the end of the day, I'm the real McCoy, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you're the real McCoy, so stop whining about whether this guy's a good leader or that guy's a good leader. You know you're a leader, so start leading today. And I want a commitment from you. You don't have to give us money. You don't have to go give at InfoWars this Saturday. In fact, don't. But you start a newsletter next week. You start a website next week. You call into a talk radio show today. You start some reaching out. You go tell your neighbors about the New World Order tonight. Don't wait. You'll wait and your life will run by. All I want from you is that you take action. All I want from you is that you go up and tell a cop not to be a police state minion. Educate them. Interface.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
You know what's admitted? The Intel Center came out yesterday and said, yeah, this new Al-Qaeda video out, it's fake. Trying to make themselves look like they're credible when they've been caught laying down the same video layer with their icon onto the Al-Qaeda icon. Red-handed. 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 But that's what they know how to feed us. There is some kooky-looking nut who I saw like a month ago on local Denver news going, I will soon release proof of the aliens landing. We need to prepare Denver for them to land. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't aliens in space, but the point is that I don't cover that because I can't prove it. This guy, it's going to be some computer-generated hoax or some government deal, because you got the Pope saying they're real and worship them, basically. You've got all these governments coming out and saying it's real. I mean, I'm seeing a lot. You got all these government aircraft flying around Dallas, outside Dallas, freaking everybody out. And then now National Fox News tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. On the word of this guy, they're giving him all this attention. They're going to show us aliens. I remember some kook in Texas, in Austin, who I knew, who got up on his high-rise apartment and he later admitted it to me, was dropping pennies off and videotaping them falling past and saying it was flying saucers. But again, this is the American people. They think Al-Qaeda is Shiite Iranians. Meanwhile, our criminal government runs Al-Qaeda, attacking the Iranians and admitting it while saying they're Al-Qaeda. So, I mean, why not tell them it's space aliens? I mean, I ought to get like a plush doll of a alien gray and have it dance around on strings and say, look, proof. In fact, let's go to the store and buy one. We could film it in 5 minutes and get major news. Fox News would ask you if the plush doll was real. We just got to have the strings the same color as the blue screen or the green screen. And it'll be a little plush doll going, I am here from Quaggle Snack, from the deep space nebula of Plute Plot. I come to suck your brain out. Okay, I'm just going to have Richard Gage on for 30 minutes, I think, because I got all this news, and I want to cover it all. And I told Eddie to set up Richard Gage, and I like Richard, but I've got to somehow cover all this news. But it gets exhausting, actually, covering it all and trying to cover every facet. What I'm going to do is, for 5 minutes, I'm going to cover some top stories when we get back in about a minute. And then we're going to get Richard Gage on, and we'll just enjoy a nice discussion with him about what's developed with architects and engineers of 9/11 truth. Not even the science, now they blew it up. We all know that. But the congressional hearing showing his organization and saying they're going to blow everything up with Al-Qaeda, and we've got to restrict free speech of the evil Richard Gage, things like that. Before I do that, I wanted to encourage everybody to support our sponsors. Again, that's how we make this possible. Interfood, wonderful folks, the best green food out there, bar none. And big fat banner on Infowars.com. If you link through there, you get 10% off on all the Interfood line of products, including what they're known for, their green food, Interfood, Dulse Kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and a lot more. Interfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com. Or get 10% off when you call them and tell them Alex Jones sent you at 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Interfood.com. Great, folks. And we have another wonderful sponsor, and that's eFoods Direct. Whatever's going to happen in the future with inflation, recession, the rest of it, it's just good to have a high-quality 10-year supply of freeze-dried or dehydrated foods that fit in a very small area, keep for a long time, very, very inexpensive for the quality you get. This is who I bought from, who I believe in. Give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. or 1-800-409-5633. Great, folks. Give them a call today. We'll start the fourth hour right now. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now into the fourth hour, ladies and gentlemen, here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sundays at 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm doing a special Saturday show coming up this weekend from 4 to 5 p.m. I'm thinking about doing a special one-hour show, but definitely I'll be live from 8 to midnight. I've been thinking about doing one in the middle of the day, but I'm not sure, but definitely live 8 to midnight. I may even do a morning one, but who knows what's going to happen. We'll definitely be there during that time for you. Richard Gage is coming up, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We're not just going to be covering some of the basic science of how the globalists blew the buildings up and Building 7, but the police state they've set up afterward, the sagas, the tribulations Richard Gage has been through, that is coming up. Some of the news that I have here in front of me, and I'm going to do this at the end of the show today because I promised to do this. We're going to take some time out to cover it. Marines bringing combat training to Indy. And it says U.S. Marine helicopters will land at the old Eastgate Consumer Mall, Brookside Park, and other Indianapolis locations. And then down here, it says, we don't want anybody thinking there's an invasion happening or we've declared martial law or something like that, though that's in all the government documents and in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And in my film, Road to Tyranny, I interview Marine commanders who said they trained in the 80s and actually raided U.S. citizens' homes, and they've already fully integrated in for martial law. It says the Marines will practice firing weapons, conducting patrols, running vehicle checkpoints, and then they run real ones. They will come up to real citizens with the police. They'll initiate it. Then troops, about training the troops to engage the American people. Totally illegal. Says vehicle checkpoints, reacting to ambushes, and employing non-lethal weapons, according to a statement. That means they're going to have role players out there screaming, I'm an American, oh no, not the camp. And since we're doing this is the last 15 minutes of the show, I'll be able to play a clip from Road to Tyranny. I was going to play it off YouTube. Why do that? Why not? The DVD's in there. And we'll just cue that up to that point. It's like 2 hours in. It's a 2-hour, 40-minute film. And we'll just play that on air for everybody from here and comment on it. So that is coming up, the most important news. I want to get the Czech president, Klaus, on. I thought of that this morning. I forgot to tell my producers. I'll just do that on air. All the other shows can try to compete with us and try to get him before we do, and I'll be just as happy if you do get him, by the way. I try to make you not be a bunch of lazy sloths out there to actually get some good guests. So I always throw out who I'm going to have on to give you a, you know, kind of a head start. Because all I care about is fighting the New World Order. I hope you get Klaus on. I haven't tried yet. I want the Czech president. In fact, I want everybody listening in Czechoslovakia to call his office and tell him we're good. We agree with him and we want him on. It's amazing what he's come out and said. He says environmentalism is not really about taking care of the environment. I don't mean what the well-meaning general public believes it is. And that's what he says. But for the elite, it is world government, total control, a form of tyranny. Czech President Klaus said today he is ready to debate Al Gore about global warming, and he, as he presented the English version of his latest book that argues environmentalism poses a threat to basic human freedoms, I many times tried to talk to the public, exchange of views with him, and he's not too much willing to make such a conversation, Klaus said, so I'm ready to do it. Klaus was speaking at the National Press Building in Washington to present his new book, Blue Planet in Green Shackles. And that's it. Total police control, total prison for everybody, total carbon footprint, global tax. You got to swipe your card, everything you buy being tracked. I mean, we got somebody coming on next week in Britain about to have that passed. Kind of guess we're bringing you. And then I tell the neocon listeners this, and they go, that ain't true. That's not going to happen. Oh, I just read it in UN official meetings. They're not even secret in 2000. Everything I say comes true. All of it. Why? I'm reading official policy reports. In 96, they said the NSA was taking over the phone companies. Entire floors. Everything's wired through them. Of course, then it came out later that whole floors of all the phone companies are NSA. It was admitted in the Telecommunications Act, like everything else.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's Richard Gage. He is a degreed architect engineer. And he's gotten, I don't know, last time I talked to him, 300 architects and engineers assigned him to his group. I don't know what it is now. He is a big part of our new film, Truth Rising. You can see the full interview at prisonplanet.tv we did with him. Clips of that are all over the web. One of the more popular interviews he's done. Covers a lot of the basic info. We're getting to some of how they blew the towers up and why they did it and new evidence that's come out and how they're trying to debunk things and how they've now gotten peer-reviewed studies and gotten things published in peer-reviewed publications that are very prestigious. The globalists always move the goalposts. They say, you have no engineers or architects or physicists, then we have hundreds and thousands total. And then, well, now you don't have any studies. Well, now they're not peer-reviewed. Well, now it's not as super prestigious. Well, it's super prestigious, but, you know, just on and on. Or they'll lie and say NIST says fire did it, or the tank blew up, or the building fell into it. And no, NIST says it's none of those. None of those. Go read the report. The liars think that you won't go read it. Or they think you're so dumb, they'll show you a report, the cover of it, and say it says one thing when it doesn't really say that inside and say we're lying. I mean, they resort to every form of lying you can imagine. The good news here, though, is that we're winning. In every poll, in every number, on every front, the New World Order is in deep trouble. And they're trying to say, the White House, that it's a conspiracy theory of White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan to say they lied about the war and premeditatedly staged it all in propaganda. That is actually a whitewash itself. It's all come out in documents. It's all been admitted. We've covered it, that they staged the whole deal and lied about uranium and yellow cake and tubes. And CIA reports said they don't have weapons. They're not a threat. Bush would falsify it and hold it up and say it says he's a threat and has nukes. Every lie you can imagine. So you guys are blown. Now, I know you've devalued the dollar and you own everything. You've got a military and police that'll follow orders. But that's about all you got. I mean, you got all the wealth and your trillions in your bank accounts and you got your whole system, but the people know you're terrorists. They know you're murderers. They know you carried out the attacks. They know you killed a million Iraqis. You want to kill a million Iranians. They know what you're doing. And so, and they know it's both parties. And this is the first time in our history that people have known that both parties are full of bull. So we now go to Richard Gage. Richard, first off, tell me, you're going to be in Chicago, then get into how big the group's gotten, some of the things you're up to. I want to get into the feds having congressional meetings and showing Al-Qaeda training tapes and cutting to you and your website as if it's connected. Just a lot of insane demonization going on. Good to have you on, Richard Gage.
Thank you, Alex. It's fantastic to be here again with you, as always. I am just delighted. We have almost 400, actually, that by this time we might have tipped over the 400 mark, architects and engineers demanding a new investigation of the three World Trade Center high-rise collapses on 9/11 based on the overwhelming evidence for controlled demolition of these three buildings. And, of course, most people don't even know there was a third. Your listeners know. They're unique among radio talk show host listeners out there. But in case there's somebody who doesn't know, there was a third building that day that came down into virtually its own footprint at free fall speed, and we talk about that 47-story skyscraper. We'll be talking about it and the Twin Towers collapse in Chicago on this Friday, May 30th, 7 p.m., at the Student Center East at the University of Illinois, or University of Chicago. 750 South Halstead. There's a $7 admission or something like that. So we want everybody to fly to Chicago for this, if you can. Otherwise, I'll be in Minneapolis, and probably I think August 1st we're looking at, and I'll be in Phoenix June 28th. And we have an interesting debate with Mark Roberts that's going to play. We're going to air that on June 18th. He's one of the so-called debunkers of the 9/11 truth movement. So that's going to be very interesting. But we're not stopping. I've spoken now since we launched our website 1 year ago on Memorial Day. We've done 50 presentations in three dozen cities to groups of 100 to 600 people, and it just doesn't stop. Every architect or engineer that sees this information, once they get to the presentation, it's laid out for them, We talk about the microspheres, the tons of pulverized concrete to dust, the free fall speed of the collapse of all of these buildings, almost free fall. We have no floors found at the bottom of the Twin Towers. It goes on and on and on. It's just so obvious that they do see it, they do sign up, and we're expecting 1,000 architects and engineers by 9/11/2008. And we will present that in a major way on that date to Congress and to major press releases. We're very, very excited about that. The momentum just continues. We now host on our membership Arizona State Senator Karen Johnson, who I think has been on your show as well, Alex. She is a real beacon for truth and light. She is bringing us, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, to the Arizona State Assembly, where we will be speaking to the other 40 Republican senators directly for 1 hour.
Wow, that's exciting. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's a big breakthrough, and I think it's just the beginning. I see this summer as the summer that breaks 9/11 into mainstream. I can't tell you where that's coming from so much, but
let me give you some indicators. We've had all these big celebrities going public, Actress of the Year, Oscar winner. We've got Governor Ventura going public, icon Willie Nelson, so loved. We've had all these other prominent people. I mean, Tommy Chong. I mean, the list goes on and on. German defense ministers coming public, you know, high-level people in the Japanese parliament going public. Exponentially, the polls showing more and more people understanding, and all this mainstream news about other staged government terror attacks. The Chicago Tribune admitting Israel premeditatedly attacked USS Liberty, of course, to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. Now top CIA people coming out and saying that's why they were doing it. Of course, I'm concurring with myself because I interviewed the admirals and people on board the ship. That's what they've always said. It wasn't about a massacre to cover up some massacre that Ariel Sharon had done. That was a diversion. It was about a nuclear war, Soviet Union, starting with their satellite, Egypt at the time. I mean, it really is coming out. I mean, it really, you can feel it. That's why my new film that you're in, Truth Rising, that's going to be released July 4th at PrisonPlanet.tv and will ship on DVD July 4th. It's now been sent off to be mass duplicated this morning. That is all happening. So truth is rising, Richard Gage. Now, I want to hear you talk about another subject before we get back into your ball game and what you want to talk about, because I've got you here because I want to talk about what happened 6-7 months ago. You got the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the ADL front group out there mixing in 9/11 truth groups. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth is one of them. In between Al-Qaeda tapes and Adam Gadon, the ADL head's grandson who dresses up and plays Al-Qaeda, and it's come out the videos are fake. I mean, this is too insane.
Know the guy?
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Know the guy? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's all come out as fake. It's coming out everywhere, both in video analysis and but that's another issue. I mean, the point here is, yeah, and it's the grandson of the head of the ADL is the guy doing it, who would go and beat up Arabs on the street. He hated him so much. I mean, this is a complete fraud. But this is how he can hurt Arabs as much as possible, is by posing as one, as a Wahhabist. Meanwhile, the government's using the Wahhabist to attack Iran, saying Iran are Wahhabist. I mean, I can't get over it. But you have been attacked. 9/11 Truth has been attacked. I know you guys called him, wanted to have him retract it. What happened? First, break down what happened, the Violent Radicalization Act, how they want to restrict us, how they're saying we're terrorists, and what it's like to be named in Congress. They must be threatened by your group.
I suppose so. What we had is the the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Homegrown Terrorism. It's called they had this presentation called the Using the Web as a Weapon, the Internet as a Tool for Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism. This was on November 6th before Representative Jane Harman, who's heavily involved, by the way, in the defense industry, as our own Senator Barbara Boxer's husband is, et cetera, et cetera. But they have this statement in this presentation in which they're trying to sell the Senate bill, well, at the time, House Bill 1955, now Senate Bill 1959, and it's the Homegrown Terrorism Act and Violent Radicalization. They have this 5-minute presentation from Mark Weitzman of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, in which our website, just a group of architects and engineers looking at the science-based forensic evidence, you know, at the, of the three World Trade Center high-rise collapses. That's all we're doing. You can see it right there on AE911truth.org. Pretty innocent little website, but it, there it is, sandwiched before all the congressmen between these jihadi militant websites, Taliban, and he even uses the words while our website is up. And finally, we end with a site that literally talks about the bombing of soon, the attack on Manhattan. We don't know.
And by the way, we also know that was in a written color report they gave them with your site and group in it. And we know the State Department attacks us and others. The individuals that are using these attacks to take our liberties, they are the terrorists. And I know the terrorists are upset, Richard, that you're exposing them.
Well, and they actually call us in general, in the 9/11 truth movement, anti-Semites.
Richard, stay there. The only place to hear what you're about to hear is online at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Richard, stay there. We're going to talk with the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now who are seeing this, and for all the InfoWars stream listeners. Let's flip over to those streams, folks. You want to hear this right now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy. is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Okay, Richard, Gage, Architects, Engineers, Round 11, Truth.com, or org. Let's right now get back into, not only are they demonizing 9/11 Truth, you're a group who is just scientifically not even saying who blew the towers up, or the Building 7. You're just saying, man, ejecting steel 500 feet, turned into dust, blown in little pieces, all the explosives residue. We better investigate this. And then they run up saying, why do you love Hitler? When you're not talking about Israel, you're not talking about Jews, you're not talking about Keebler elves or clockwork elves, you are talking about these buildings were blown up. That's pretty suspicious, isn't it?
It really, really is. We're concerned about being drawn into and called anti-Semitic and so forth. We're just architects and scientists and building professionals. And here I think I can address this by pointing out that the physics of 9/11 is not anti-Semitic, and that is all we are talking about. I wrote to Mark Weitzman, our constitutional republic was founded upon the fundamental right to ask questions, demand answers, and to seek truth and justice. This is all that we in the 9/11 Truth Movement are seeking. Of all people and of all organizations, you, Mark Weitzman, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who highlight the virtue of tolerance, should be honoring our right to ask these questions, not branding us as terrorists or anti-Semites.
Yeah, I thought it was the Nazis that wanted to restrict free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're fighting Nazism.
That seems like a close parallel, yeah. Your behavior, I tell him, reeks of the McCarthyism of the 1950s and is totally unacceptable to me, our members, and all Americans who cherish the First Amendment. Regarding this anti-Semitism noted in your letter, we too abhor bigotry in all its forms and have distanced ourselves from those few in the 9/11 Truth Movement who have engaged in it. But anti-Semitism has nothing to do with our website or the science of the destruction of the 3 World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11 to which it's dedicated. The scientific method is nonpartisan, apolitical, and a transparent process. Scientists defend their positions in public based on accepted, defensible processes. While reports put forth by the government and others have labored in vain to explain away the massive scientific evidence for controlled demolition left behind in the rubble, the witness testimony, the videos, we at AE 9/11 Truth have simply collected, assembled, and structured it in a way which enables everyone to understand it easily. Simon Wiesenthal was a paragon for seeking the truth, however hard and difficult it might have been. The Simon Wiesenthal Center should be honoring our right to publish technical information and encourage fact-based forensic inquiry into the 3 largest structural failures in U.S. history, not branding us as inciters of terrorism. Tolerance arises from understanding, and understanding from direct experience. In this light, we'd like to meet with you and your board and staff to present to you the specific concerns documented at AE 9/11 Truth regarding the science of these collapses. We'd like to learn from you what you perceive as so threatening so as to deem it necessary to warn Congress about us. By understanding each other's concerns, we will strengthen our mutual resolve to work toward the creation of a more truthful and tolerant society. And we ask to meet with them, which they have never responded to.
Oh, they never do. Now, you guys have gotten so many other engineers. You said over 400. There's all these other physicists, scientists, underwriting laboratories people. I mean, the evidence, NIST admits that they're having to look at bombs in the buildings now. We have all these firefighters saying, yeah, they're going to blow it up, get back. We've been told get back. And no, don't misrepresent us, 9/11 debunkers, truth debunkers. We're not saying the firefighters did it. They were compartmentalized and told to get back. So don't try to misrepresent again. We believe it was a demolition team, some controlled demolition company, that did it. And it would only take about 100 people to do it.
Well, there are witnesses also of sounds of explosions at the base of Building 7. Kevin McPadden, former Air Force search and rescue officer, discusses hearing these sounds of explosions that shook the ground, and then the building came down. In fact, prior to that, a couple of seconds, he heard a radio in the hands of a Red Cross worker.
Yeah, a countdown.
Where he heard a countdown.
And they said, run for your lives. Yeah. They said, run for your lives. 3, 2, 1, yeah.
I don't know why he would have said that. But fires don't respond to countdowns. It just doesn't happen like that.
Well, the reason he said that is the firefighters were all pulling out, the police were pulling out, and the volunteer EMTs were going, why is everybody running? And the guy's like, hold on. He's got the thing, and he's like, just run for your lives, all right? Listen. And then he let them hear it, and they all start running. Because, you know, the firefighters and police weren't involved. They told them, get back, building coming down. And then they heard the countdown, which is admitted. They kept saying during the news, well, they may bring that building down. I actually heard that on ABC News in my car that day. They're thinking about bringing down the Solomon Brothers building for safety concerns. But see, they don't want an investigation about that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. 1 child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I've no idea. I was making the point to Richard Gage during the break behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that the debunkers, they have been making fun of the fact that Richard Gage's wife left him over all of this. They call up threatening other people at their homes. They post the tapes online. They're very proud of themselves. Every dirty trick, every form of lying, every form of threat. I had them call up and threaten to call CPS on my kids. And then they're mad that I threatened them back and said, I'm going to have to sue you. And they posted something else about it the other day. I mean, just if the CPS shows up at my house, you will be sued. Okay, you understand, you bastard? I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I'm just tired. I even know who this person is. But the point is you know, these are the type of threats we get from the big 9/11 debunkers. Now, some of them we know are government agents and on the government payroll. When it comes out that 9/11 is an inside job, when it comes out, just like it's come out, the Liberty was staged, now declassified mainstream news, just like it came out, Gulf of Tonkin was staged, but this was 3,000 people you killed. Those of you that debunked and covered up, and when your bank accounts get checked and it gets shown that you were involved in taking government money for this, you're going to go to prison. You understand? You're going to go to prison. Because your threats, your lies, your intimidation, all the crap you've pulled, it's not funny that Richard Gage's wife left him. It's not funny those towers were blown up and all those people died. It's not funny that you threatened me. And look, it's going to come out. I know in my gut, the new world order's coming down. It may take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But we're going to haul your butt out of your house. You're going to go before a grand jury, and you're going to get indicted, and you're going to go to prison. What do you say to them apples, Richard Gage?
I find that comforting, Alex. It'll be a nice switch around. It's the people that are telling the truth are so in the minority, speaking out. There's so few of us, and we're working so hard and against such great odds against this media complicity and silence. And
I've had them call up. I've had them call up and say, "I'm going to file a false report and have your children taken." And I'm just like, "My God!" I go, "You're actually telling me this to my face." And, I go, go ahead and do your crime. I know the cops aren't going to do anything, but you're going to pay. Don't make me spend $30,000 to sue you. And they just can't control them. I've had to do this a couple other times. You think I like having to go build a case, drag you through the mud, make you hire lawyers? Just, you know, folks, give me a bunch of money because I want to sue a bunch of people too. And I'm not litigious. It's not even for money. When I sue them, it isn't even for money. It's to make them hire lawyers to hurt them back. I am sick of being messed with. I'm sick of the harassment, and I'm not going to be pushed around anymore, Richard.
Good. I don't have the same set of experiences, fortunately, yet. I hope I don't. I don't know what I'll do if I do.
Well, Richard, I'm just
sure
getting real with my audience. I'm just getting real. I was at the dinner table with my grandmother and my parents last night for a party, and I just started saying what I really thought about other issues. I mean, I'm going to just start saying what I really think and what's really going on behind the scenes here, because listeners need to know the kind of stuff we go through every day. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they do, because I'm now at the presentations. I'm having to make sure people are aware that we cannot save this country by continuing to drain the equity in our home and having to sell it. By ourselves, you know, the few leaders in the 9/11 truth movement must be supported by those of your listeners and those who come to the presentations. We have a lot of work to do, and it is very expensive to produce new informational products to wake up the American people. It's very expensive to put ads in paper, and we rarely break even on these presentations. We're not financially successful. Now, maybe we're not the best business people. I don't know about you, but we need a lot of help. And people can go to our website if they really want to help, and click the become a sustaining member button. I mean, for as little as $10 a month, people can make a huge difference in this organization, which is at the forefront, along with Stephen Jones and David Ray Griffin and yourself and others, because we have the necessary credibility with those architects and engineers. And when we have 1,000, and we won't get to 1,000 without the help of your members, we will turn heads in Congress, but we've got to have the support. So I hear that too.
Yeah, well, I also want to point out that every day I have people like yourself on and then try to be a aircraft carrier for everybody else so the people then go support you. That's what I do. I have hundreds of people on every month and try to get my listeners to support them. I know my listeners can't support everybody. That's why we need to grow this audience, because that's all this is a launch pad. You know, the other organizations and groups and things and churches that do other things, they just tell you, feel good, don't be politically involved, do what the government says, and only give money to this ministry. I don't do that. I've never asked for money in the past. I've told everybody to give money to everybody else. Now I'm saying support me, because I need to be able to defend myself from lawsuits if they happen. I need to be able to protect my own family by suing people. Believe me, I don't want to waste my time doing it, but sometimes I just have to. I need to be able to pay for a Zogby poll to get major attention on something or on 9/11. I need to be able to get a bigger office, better bandwidth, better cameras, fly somewhere to cover something, to get media coverage. I mean, you know, we are having an effect, and we do need support. And that's why the InfoWars Money Bomb is coming up Saturday. And I'm asking everybody I've supported, even other talk show hosts and other people I've, and other groups, to come on. And, you know, G. Edward Griffin, who I got him thousands of new members to his Freedom Force, I'm asking him to come on and support me. Because, you know, I am really a nexus point, this radio show is, and we need people's support. And we need it as fast as possible. Absolutely. Richard, you've got the floor for a few minutes. Get into some of the basic science of what happened.
You got it. And that is our mission and our goal, is to raise awareness with the architecture and engineering community and all others, actually. And that's what we'll be doing in Chicago at 7 p.m. this Friday night at the University of Chicago. And we're going to be talking about the fact that in the Twin Towers, we're told that there's this 15-story section of building that crushes the rest of the building. And at free fall speed, and crushing 80,000 tons of structural steel as if it didn't even exist underneath this section. Well, there's a few problems with it, other than the fact that it violates the laws of physics. There is no 15-story section up there. It's destroyed itself in about 2 or 3 seconds. It has decomposed into nothing, and then after that, what we see is the building tearing itself apart at free fall speed. We have asymmetrical damage from the airplane up above, but all the videos from down below show equal bands of explosions traveling down the building in about 10 seconds. It's very clearly sets of explosions that were heard by 118 firefighters that we finally learned about in August of 2005. Who were recorded by their chief fire commissioner. They talk about flashes of light, sounds of explosions at the onset of both of these collapses in the towers. We have then, they talk about this debris being expelled out prior to the building coming down. And this debris is expelled at 70 to 100 miles per hour and land 600 feet away from the tower's perimeter. Some of these 4 and 20 ton wall units. Well, that takes about the same energy as to fire a 200 pound cannonball 3 miles. So where's that energy coming from? Where's the energy coming from to pulverize 90,000 tons of concrete to a fine powder, much of which is smaller than the human hair? Where does the energy come from to produce tons of molten metal that's seen by the first responders and even the World Trade Center structural engineer Leslie Robertson himself, who said at a conference in October of 2001, as of 21 days after the attack, molten steel was still running? Well, it turns out not to be molten steel. It's a different product. It's molten iron. Where did tons of molten iron come from? You know, it doesn't have chromium in it. This is iron. Molten iron is the byproduct of thermite, a high-tech incendiary used to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So it turns out that the ends of the beams that are ejected out of these twin towers, FEMA finds that they're partially evaporated, that they have the evidence of intergranular melting, oxidation, sulfidation. This doesn't happen by fires. Normal office fires are 1,400 degrees maximum. And even jet fuel doesn't burn any hotter than that, like desks, chairs, carpeting, etc. So where does the temperature come to melt from to melt steel, which takes up to 2,700 degrees before it even begins to melt?
Richard Gage, we got to leave it. We've got to leave it right there. People can find out more about your Chicago and other appearances at your websites. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and thank you for the great job you're doing. And as soon as we have some pre-DVDs burned in the next few weeks, we don't even have them yet, we'll be able to send you out an advanced copy of 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Thank you for spending time with us.
Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Great having you on. Richard Gage, what a great person. Yeah, I mean, it really does disgust me, the little celebrations they have about his wife leaving him over this stuff. It's not because he believes it's an inside job, she said. It's because she just doesn't like the threats, the calls, she wants her life. Hey, I don't want to deal with this. Well, you don't deal with this, you get Nazi Germany, you get Soviet Russia. Oh, I said something bad about Nazis. I'll have the ADL say I'm bad now. Marines, now, let me shift gears. Marines bringing combat training to Indy, Indianapolis Star. We don't want anyone thinking that there's an invasion happening or that we declared martial law or something like that, Fletcher said, the local emergency manager who the Marines are being integrated and merged into. It goes on, our aim in Indianapolis is to expose our Marines to realistic scenarios and stress posed by operating in an actual urban community. It then goes on, our aim in Indianapolis is to expose our Marines to realistic scenarios and stresses posed by operating in an actual urban community, thereby increasing their proficiency in built-up areas, said Colonel Mark J. Denson's commander of the 26th MEU. And he goes on to say, we'll be in residential areas. Residents of many areas can expect to see helicopters flying overhead, military vehicles on the roads, and Marines patrolling on foot, Denson said. And then it goes on from there. The Marines will practice firing weapons, conducting patrols, running vehicle checkpoints, reacting to ambushes, and employing non-lethal weapons, according to the statement. And it goes on to say that the police will be working with them at local schools and other things. Okay, I've been to these drills. I didn't know what they were when I was told I needed to go to them. I ran into police chiefs who they tried to bribe with buckets of bags of cash. I ran into emergency managers who'd been in Army intelligence, so they were let in to be told we're training for gun confiscation sometime in the future. I went to urban warfare drills with thousands of troops, foreign troops, role players saying, I'm an American, no, not the camp. I've got about 9 hours, 4 films covering this. I mean, it's not me, it's the video of it happening and the documents of Army, Marines, others engaging in all manners of crime without violating the posse comitatus, using the military on the American people, calling it drills, pulling over real buses 9 hours late, searching their bus for 9 hours, not letting them know it's a drill while they freak out. Taking people to jail, arresting people on the side of the highway. The police come over, stop your car, then they let the Marines feed on you. And it's not, quote, training. The cops are so dumb they don't know this. It's in all the documents. But the higher-ups all know what they're doing. It's to acclimate the police, the military, the public, everybody. But all that aside, instead of debating this, the documents are now out that illegally back in the 80s, the Marines were doing gun confiscations already with the police. I mean, this isn't, quote, again, you'll hear him say they would call it training, but then it was real. Now, this was when it was a total felony to do this. It's still illegal, but they've watered it down somewhat. So this is your government committing crime, the military running operations quietly against the American people. You hear about the Pentagon spying on peace groups, spying on anti-corruption groups. You know, they're involved everywhere now. High treason, they're the enemy, they're the terrorist. Do I hate our average military? No. I realize how they've been used and controlled. So here's a few minutes from Road to Tyranny. This guy gave me all his documents, all his credentials, photos of it all. We didn't show it in the film. We then show other secret documents, some of which haven't been declassified yet, some of which have been in the film. But people should watch Road to Tyranny because we show you how they carried out 9/11 in Oklahoma City and the first World Trade Center attack and now what they're doing. Here it is.
Caller homes. One was a warehouse facility.
Later on in life, you got out of the Marine Corps, you got into law enforcement. Is that when you started asking questions once you learned more?
I don't know why that DVD It doesn't matter. I try my hardest around here, and it just doesn't happen. You know what? John actually has the audio queued up at the network. Play it from 33 minutes in from that clip I sent you, John. We'll just do this the old-fashioned way. Okay? John, you got that audio? Okay, go ahead and roll it.
Our team was in Swansboro, North Carolina, back in 2000. In February of 2002, two Special Forces trainees were killed by a sheriff's deputy. You ask why? They were trying to disarm him. They were trying to take over local law enforcement. This is the new type of training that our military are being given to overthrow the civilian government, the elected government, right here in the United States. And shockingly enough, there were actually two cases of this in the same week in North Carolina where they were being trained to overthrow the civilian government.
To your right also.
This looks like a gaggle, Mr. Wright. Get these lines
Let's straight. Let's go! Straighten it out. Just to your right. Is your group ready? Sir, yes, sir.
Sir, group prepared and ready to go, sir.
Every day in America, militarized SWAT teams kill innocent people, and they're rarely held accountable. More often, they kill their own officers, and still they're not held accountable. What's happening in America? How do they become so militarized? We interviewed a former Marine Corps officer who in 1989, while he was in the Marine Corps, was serving search warrants on American citizens' homes and businesses.
So start at the beginning for us. A little bit about your past, how you first got involved in the military, and some of the things you did, and then later in life, some of the questions that you started raising yourself after you've been a police officer.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that, and was an MP, 5800 Military Police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take
the show with the rest of this. I mean, this is the illegal government sneaking around, running our lives, doing whatever they want. They're all around you. They do what they want. They own you and your family. They're getting ready to make you their slaves. Just watch. Watch it happen. The military is now run by foreign banks.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Got the big money bomb coming up Saturday. We'll see if Ron Paul only gets grace for the big bucks, or can we go to the next level of fighting the New World Order? You know, I wanted to come on air today and go through hours of evidence about the military takeover. I mean, I know there is a slow motion, deliberate, public, admitted plan for complete martial law, gun confiscation, slave labor camps. Just this country is going to be such a hell pit, you're not going to believe it. A lot of Americans think they're part of the elite. We're killing the Iraqis, taking their oil. Hey, idiot, you're having your stuff taken too. You're being fed on. You're not a predator. You're not on the top, even if you think you are. I mean, there's nothing more pathetic than these evil people who think they've got power. You're low-level little goblins, little skinny, pathetic, I mean, in a spiritual sense, little snot-nosed, pathetic, maggot-covered, rotten, about-to-fall-over-dead maggot goblins. Who think they're one of these big, giant Tyrannosaurus New World Order demons. No, you're not part of the millions dead and the power and the darkness, okay? You're just like kind of a slimy maggot grease for the New World Order system, okay? Scum. Let's go ahead and play some more of this Marine captain who was in private industry when I met him here, but he gave me all the documents about how they were engaged in these illegal activities against the U.S. citizenry. Here it is.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that and was an MP 5800 military police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take part in joint military police and civilian police exercises.
We've seen the urban warfare training all across the country, the black helicopters, the special forces, in cities, and it seems like it's been ratcheted up in the last 5 years from just basic training to actual live fire in city streets. What type of relationship did you have with law enforcement when you were in the Marine Corps?
Very cohesive. There's a lot of interaction. 1988 and 1989, like I told you prior, I helped assist in 3 search warrants. A lot of entry team operations, giving civilian law enforcement advice and critiquing how they're doing that to raid such as crack houses or supposed terrorist organizations, as far as multiple entry points of a home, whether it be through the roof, the windows, in front door, or a combination of all at the same time.
So you were actively, as a member of the United States Marine Corps, active duty, out with civilian law enforcement serving search warrants to homes?
That's correct. All right. They weren't missions. They were called exercises, but it was actual with real, what we call combatants, real live. It was the real deal, helping execute search warrants. Late 80s, I've actually been on point with an MP5, and I was not in a police uniform. I had a police flak vest on and a police jacket and black BDUs.
And these were obviously drug dealers?
One, maybe.
What were the other raids concerning?
Pawn shop owners. One of them was a pawn shop owner, and the other was for a joint working with ATF.
As a member of the Marine Corps, David, you're telling us you raided a civilian business with the BATF going after guns?
It was the business owner's home.
Oh, the business owner's home.
Okay, good job, John. Good job, Bob. Good job to my whole team, Trey, Eddie, on the producing. Thanks to all the guests, everybody else. So, illegally, secretly, 89 Marines raiding gun shops, gun homes, gun owners' homes. Okay, you saw New Orleans. You know what they want to do. You know what they're trained to do. These Marine Corps drills are to take over your town. They will be arresting citizens. God bless you all. Retransmission starts right now at InfoWars.com. Credible 4 hours about to re-air, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.